Blog Talk Radio.
I have to give it to him. He has been really
pushing this show, and, you know, the fact that he gets to actually meet and talk to Freaky on the show and everything like that. And he's just been a pain in my ass talking shit, not realizing that I'm a professional. This is what I do. I eat motherfuckers like him for lunch. It's like he's not ready to step into the grown folks world. But because he's given such an effort, I'm going to let his ass hang around. I got a couple of females that's ready to go. And I mean, this show is just going to be so much fun. I have Freaky calling in at 8:15, and I'm sure some members from his camp are going to call in. But tonight is just one of those shows that we're going to talk shit. We're going to get it in. We're going to get it in. And we're going to get it fucking in. We have Mr. GA back in the house. I'm looking forward to talking to him. You know, I know it's going to be some New York double teaming. Freaky's from Harlem. Mr. GA is from Brooklyn, but he represents the whole state of North Carolina. And we have that boy Trav. He's in VA right now, but he's from Harlem. So we already know we got that New York bullshit bonding in. I'm not mad because New York got good dick, but just not all boroughs. But we'll talk about that later, too. And then my sexy friend, Nakima Lee from Upscale Desires, she's supposed to be coming through. So, you know, I can't wait for her to come in and turn it up a notch. And then I have a sexy, sexy person on the line from, she's from New York, the outskirts. She's from Westchester, the outskirts of the Bronx, and she's in Cincinnati, Ohio right now. She's going to come in, and she's going to help me set it off. She's so fucking sexy. She has, like, these really nice lips that, oh, my God, either she can kiss real good, she can eat some pussy real good, or she sucks a mean dick like me and Emma. So either way it goes, she's still my chick and we down like full flat tires. So, you know, I was like thinking about stacking the show, but I'm not going to be a dirty broad as Mr. GA calls me. I'm going to be fair, and I'm going to save my shit talking from Freaky when Freaky gets on. As for everybody else, y'all can kiss my ass and I'm going to talk shit to y'all all day, every day like I always do. Ain't shit changed but the motherfucking day and the weather. So what we're going to do is I'm going to bring on that boy Trav so he can get on and say what he got to say, because like I said, all week long he has been going back and forth with me on Twitter and it's been so outrageous. It's been like so much fun. Yes, I had to go get a bottle. I had to drink because, you know, I can't handle Freaky sober. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to be freaky as he is. I got to think. I got to be like a step ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to bring on Travel, see what the fuck he got to say. And then we're going to bring on Mr. GA. And then we're going to bring on some other people because I'm sure everybody got something that they want to say tonight. This is going to be one of those laid-back editions. And we're going to talk shit. We're going to listen to some good music from 730 Dips. We're going to listen to this new song that Jason, Freaky, and Jim Jones dropped called Get Busy. For those of you that haven't joined my site, please go to www.chocmommy.com and you can hear music from Freaky, you can hear music from MIG that was on last week, and you can hear music from Sincere Grant that was on the week before. I'm going to be playing their tracks all month long for the month of the rest of January and for February. I got them in a rotation, so when you get on the site, you get to see my hot, juicy, pretty pussy. You get to see my sucking skills, and you get to hear some good-ass music, sex and good music. What more could I ask for? So let me go ahead and bring on Travel. Travis!
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Felt like a nigga in the Super Bowl.
Oh, you feel like a nigga in the Super Bowl? Why is that?
Cause, you know what I'm saying? You know niggas been going at it back and forth on their Twitter and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Twitter gets you fucked up. Twitter will most definitely get you fucked up.
Trust me, I know. Trust me, I know.
Oh, you learned that out. You found that out last night, didn't you?
whatever. That was a little punk move. You was mad quick. I didn't even know you had a nigga set up like that. That was a good move, though. That was a good little blow.
You know, let me go ahead and tell you about women. We are very smart. You know what I'm saying? We get the jump start on everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all I got to say to you is, when fucking with me, you're fucking with the best, and I'm always the step ahead. Because when you was on the phone with me last night talking all that bullshit, I was already typing it. So when you got off the phone, you already got hit with the flex with what the fuck I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't work hard. I work smart. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always thinking and fucking with you. You've been like, back in the day with Domino's Pizza, it's like avoid the noise. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's like that motherfucker you couldn't get rid of. That's what you've been all fucking week. But it's like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that shows that you are a true fan to Freaky, you're a true fan to me, and you are a true fan of Chocolate City Radio, and that's what it's really all about. You know what I'm saying?
Word
it's
up.
Like, without, you know, gung-ho fans, motherfuckers that's really down for the cause, what the fuck would anybody be? And so I got mad love for you. We talk shit all fucking day, but at the end of the day, I take my hat off to you and give you much respect because you have kept my fucking week interesting all week long. Like,
same
really.
To you.
Like,
same to you.
Oh, but don't get it twisted. I'm not going to let you off the hook. You're going to eat some pussy when I see you. Yo, real talk. And I need my sneakers, nigga. What's good? Like, are you serious?
Listen, man, I already said what I had to say. You already know we going to win. I'm not even going to say me because they know I and team. You know what I'm saying? So we already know what it is. I'm gonna win.
Oh,
so it's nothing.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know what? I'm going to bring on your good friend, Mr. GA. He has his hand up, and I think he has some things he might want to say. And today, I might want to hear them. I mean, he has no reason to talk shit. I've been really good. I haven't been slick at the mouth yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't said nothing about no whack New York dick yet. You know what I'm saying? I just been real mellow, enjoying my Bahama mama, enjoying the good music that I'm about to play, and everything like that. Oh, shit, I got Nakima in the fucking house. Mr. GA might have to wait. You know, good things come to those who wait. And shit, he been waiting on me since 2010 because he ain't fucked me in 2011. So 10 more minutes ain't going to hurt. So what I'm going to do is put you on mute for a minute, and I'm going to bring in my sexy. Oh, you know what? This is one chick that turns me on so fucking much. Oh, my God, Trav, I'm going to put you on timeout for a minute.
Her Timberlands on.
Oh, her Timberlands. What the fuck is her Timberlands on?
Because she going to war. Whoever's on your side, they're getting dragged through the mud.
What? Are you serious?
I'm dead
serious. You know
what? Look, let me tell you something, yo. I prepared for this night. Like, right now, yo, I'm out here blowing on something real good. No homo. I'm smoking on something real good. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you, and I'm ready for you, and I'm ready for whoever's on your team, because it's not going to be a problem. Y'all getting smashed,
you know what?
Through and through.
If you was truly ready, your ass would have been in Greensboro, North Carolina, sitting beside me, being like, yo, bitch, what's good? I'm here. We're going to do the radio show, and I'm going to do you. If you was truly ready, your ass would have been in North Carolina. So you're not really ready yet. So while you're pondering on what the fuck I just told you, we're going to put you on hold while the grown-ups talk. Hold on. Kima! Girl, I'm doing fucking great. Did you hear him? Do you have your Timberlands on? He's ready. No, the fuck he ain't. He's still in fucking VA. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He's 3 hours away. He's talking about he's so fucking ready. No, he's ready to get his ass destroyed. That's what he's ready for. Or, you know, I don't know why kids come to adult battles or functions thinking that they can get it popping.
I don't know. We in the ass destroying business, so I guess he came to the right place.
You know, and, you know, I'm sorry that we couldn't do Battle of the Sexes last night. You know, we had to get ready. You know, I had some things going on with me, and, you know, you had things going on with you. I've been out the loop all week because I wasn't feeling well. But this coming week and tonight, oh, girl, I'm good. I'm so fucking good.
Well, let's get to it, because I've been anticipating this today, too. So, you know, all the conversation, like, Shaq, I love you, and all of this. I've never met or spoken to the guest tonight, so I'm ready to kind of get this in. Like I said, I've been charged up all week. You've been hitting me like crazy, like, yo, we're going in. So let's do all this extra. We don't need it.
Oh, I already know. I'm, like, waiting for him to get in because he's supposed to call. I told him to call at 8:15. And I guess because I was going to be on some bullshit that, you know, that's 15 minutes to bash his ass and get it in good. But you know what? Me being an adult and a person with a heart, I want to play fair. I want the ground to be leveled. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want it to be leveled ground.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Being all nice and stuff. Where did you get that from?
I'm getting soft.
Who was that you talking to then? Who was that?
That was Trav. That was one of Freaky's fans, and you know he's a Chocolate City fan too. He's a Chocolate City Radio fan, but sometimes men get caught up and male bonding and not realizing that women run shit. Everything starts with us.
That's
you
why
know
they
what I'm
hate
saying?
Us.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we pick the men. They don't pick us. Or if they pick us, they still got to wait for us to get them the pussy. They
yeah,
got to wait for
true.
Us to say yes. And if we say no, they're going to go home and have their dick in their hand and wait for the next bitch to say yes. So the sooner men understand that this is a woman's world, we run shit, there is so much power in the pussy, then the better off the world will be.
Mm-hmm.
The better off the world will be. And I know Mr. G.A. is probably over there seeing red right now because he wants to get in and say something. But right now, it's me and you.
Let the gate open. Let me get in. I miss him, too. I miss my little boo-boo. I miss him. I can't wait to meet him so he can, you know.
Oh, girl. You know, and then we got to talk about this crew.
I know he's in love already. He already been dreaming about me and I had sex with me in his head. You know, I'm a fantasy right now. So let's just go ahead and get that over with. Now, don't talk about the cruise. They don't know about the cruise. Hey,
you know,
folks, it's going to be something different, and everybody can't know about what we got going on in November.
We're going to give special people invites. Now, Mr. G.A., he was so excited that he actually thought you was going to be in G.A. Tuesday. He was looking for you Tuesday, and I'm like, no, you're early, baby. She's going to be there in February. That's how bad he wants you, that he thought you were talking about a month early. He was a month early trying to give you some dick. So I ain't even mad at him. I mean, the dick is good.
I hope he's trying to give you some tongue, too, and maybe a hug, and maybe, you know, rub my booty.
He will give you everything. He's like one of those, it's balanced out. It's not just one, yeah.
Okay. To who?
She said, yeah. Giving and receiving for the people that treated themselves. We have a bunch of ass virgins on the phone, and we have motherfuckers that just, like, you know, they're, like, quiet and don't
you
know what to
funny.
Say. But I'm going to go ahead and bring Mr. G.A. on the line.
Hey.
Mr. G.A.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, boo-boo, how you doing?
of all, y'all two dirty bras together. Real talk, y'all two dirty bras. Kima, what's happening?
I'm amazing. How are you? I'm not dirty. I'm well clean. I'm just amazing. Trust me, after one night with me, you'll be, like, telling me all your secrets and stuff. It's okay. I'm ready for it.
Hey, Chuck, Mom. How you doing, Chuck?
Huh?
How you doing, Chuck?
Good. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Great. Yo, Travis, at? Where Trav at? Trav, what up? Where you at?
Oh, no, no. Travis is in timeout because Travis is on some bullshit. He's talking about he already and shit like that. A real man would have had his ass right here on my bed talking shit, dick in hand, ready to pound me when Freaky got done with whatever he was going to do. So until Travis can get into the big body world, big boy world, we're going to leave Travis in timeout for about 5-10 more minutes, and then I'm going to bring him on, and then I'm going to teach him big girl status.
I heard you were talking shit, right, Chuck, about me wanting to see Kima this week, right? Correct? Am I right? You're talking shit, right?
Right. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Nah, she's fucking
shit.
Wrong.
Wrong.
A misunderstanding what it was. I thought you said, you know what I'm saying, this past week. Nah, she's trapped. Yeah.
I mean, I totally understand, you know, it's okay. It's not the first time it's happened. I get that a lot. But, you know, it's okay. I hope you checked me out. I hope you went to my website. I hope you checked out the radio show so you can get, background history.
I went on there. I saw it. And real talk, you're a cutie. You're a real cutie. I mean, much respect to you.
Oh,
right? You're a little...
thank you.
So with that being said, just for the record, I'll probably bust your ass and chop at the same time. So just, as long as you know that, we good.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
What the hell you just say? You going to what?
That's what he said. He going to do both of us at the same time.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
All right. We'll let you have that one.
You appreciate it.
You got to win something. You know, I got to make you feel like a man at least.
So then, you think so?
At least. It's the least I can do.
Yeah, with your site, it was real nice.
I got a question, sweetheart. I got a question. What's the topic for the night? What are we talking about?
We are talking about reverse psychology. Why is it when motherfuckers get caught up, they want to reverse it and make it seem like it's their mate's fault when they get fucked up for fucking up? So,
reverse psychology.
You know, yes, like, you ever been in a situation where a man fucked up and then he wanted to swear up and down it was your fault?
Mm-hmm. I left his ass right where he was at. I ain't got time for that bullshit. Them niggas is replaceable. And when you can sit there and argue with the motherfucker like, no, but that's not what I said. That shit is a waste of my day. I got money to be making. I ain't got time to be sitting there arguing with you. Be like, oh, really? So you didn't call me because I didn't call you? Because I said, really? It's my fault that you didn't call me. It's my fault that you slept with her. Oh, okay. That's what's up. I won't make that mistake again, deuces.
Yeah, I mean,
keep
Mr.
Moving.
GA, why do men do that? Like, why is it reverse psychology? I'm like, why do they do that? My ex-husband used to do that. He used to be really good. You know what he used to do? He used to come home and be like, oh, I met this ugly bitch. Like, at work, she is so fucking ugly, and she's trying to talk to me. And it'd be that same ugly bitch he came home and talked about that he ended up fucking. Why y'all do that?
You said, why men do...
Yeah, why men, like, try to reverse shit? Like, I'm curious about that.
I would just say sometimes, you know, really, you know, in a man's world, he be on some other shit, really, you know what I'm saying? And to keep you from off his back, you know what I'm saying? He just come at you with some reverse psychology shit, that's all. So you won't guess what I'm saying when he's going, really.
That's game. That's what I call game.
Yeah, of course. It's game,
like,
straight.
Yeah, like, instead of saying, you know, he probably had already smashed a chick when he first told you about it. He probably already hit it, so he was trying to find a way to ease the conversation in case your shit come up again and you find out about it, be like, yo, that chick was trying to get at me a long time ago. I told you about her. So it's not, you know, it's not that bad that he had already smashed her. That was probably the truth.
But then, I mean, I guess I can say it just comes natural for a man. I mean, it just comes natural to say that shit. I don't know why it just comes out your mouth, like, it just rolls off your tongue, like, you know what I mean? You just come out your mouth with that shit. I don't know why. It just happens that way, though, for men.
That's crazy. That's because y'all dealing with some whack-ass women that allow that shit. I'm just saying. I'm coming from a coaching perspective now. I got to put my hat on. And it's like, it's women out there that allow it and say, you know, that it's not okay. Like, I'm, you know, I like relationships where I could be who I want to be. So if I'm in the club or, you know, me and you, we at a restaurant or something, it's like, yo, Mr. DL, you my man or whatever. I'd be like, yo, well, that dude right there is sexy as hell. Like, yo, I just want to suck his dick right here in the damn restaurant. You'd be like, boo, you crazy. And we laugh and we go home, we have sex and we have going on a relationship. And in any relationship, you should be able to say that to me, like, yo, that chick got a fat ass. I just want to smash it. Like, what do you think? Like, y'all think, yeah, you know, do you. Because I'm secure in who I am. I know you ain't getting ready to leave. I know you ain't getting ready to, like, you know, treat me less than what I deserve or what I value for myself. So then why will I trip? And a lot of women, you know, you can't be yourself, you know, in front of your girl. You only yourself when you're around other dudes, your boys or whatever. So if more women can set the atmosphere or the relationship that is, you could be whoever you want to be. If you want to smash 16 chicks in the night and come your ass home and it's comfortable, like, all right, then that's what you do. Like, you know, you go home and you do your thing. That's the kind of relationship we got. And, you know, it's all good, but we can't do that. We're not that open. We're not that free.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that one. That's true. That is true. I mean, yeah, you got somebody that's open, like a woman that say she's down, she go to a club, whatever, and talk to, you know what I'm saying, you about a dude and vice versa. I mean, that's cool. It's open. It's open. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no room for lying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can respect that, really.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like more women are open than men.
No.
Nah, bullshit.
Mm-hmm. No.
Thank you. Kima, thank you. Thank you, Kima. Hell no.
Well, okay, from my perspective, like, when I come across men, I tend to be more open than they are.
Because you're a freak. You're a crazy freak. Of course you are.
Right, I mean, you, oh my God! Stop. Like you wide open. You wide open with yours, and a lot of women are like that. No, a lot of women ain't like that.
Hold on, let me see if this is my caller. Hold on, hold on, guys. 951, you're on the air.
Hey, what's good, boo? This is Dr. Uwe. I may not be that guy, but I'm another one.
Ooh, hi, Mr. Uwe.
Ooh,
damn,
with a name
like that. Ooh, with a name like that, got my vagina jumping. Who you at and where's 951? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, well,
yeah, again, Dr. Uwe, I'm that guy with a PhD in common sense. You know, I'd rather get in between your ears and what's in between your knees. But the real talk is that I'm out here in California, boo. And I do the same thing you got going on right now. This is a good show. I joined your site today. And what's this thing about a battle of the sexes? How in the world can I get in where I fit in?
Oh, we do that on Thursday nights, 9 to 10 o'clock on Tiny Chat. And
oh, I'm
we
late.
Just...
No, yeah. You're not late. We didn't have it yesterday. We had to cancel the show yesterday. But next Thursday... We definitely in the building. We definitely want to have you there, Dr. Uwe. Dr. Uwe, now, when you say you'd rather get between my head than what's between my legs, you just elaborate on that, sir.
Well, the real talk is that I'm one who teaches mental intercourse. I teach men how to allow women, because it's a permission type thing, allow women to actually get what's called a mental orgasm. Got to learn mental foreplay, mental intercourse, and all of that. Because a mental orgasm lasts years, months, longer than a 8-second, 13-second physical orgasm. But the main thing about it is if guys would only learn, if they get in between a woman's ears first, they have her pussy for life.
Yes. Can I get you on my show?
Got it.
I know it's early in California. My show come on at 10. My show come on at 10 o'clock. It is UpscaleDesiresRadio.com. Just go to UpscaleDesiresRadio.com. And I want you on my show because I'm an intimate relationships coach. I actually teach intimacy to individuals and couples. So
that's what's up. What is that tonight?
That's tonight. Tonight.
Tonight at 10 o'clock. I need you to chime in and come back so I can talk to you. I can talk to you like I want to talk to you. But
right, well, you got my number right here, so just get back at me. I'll take care of it.
Chalk write his number down because I'm calling you or you calling me. Write his phone number down and
I'm
gonna call you.
I'm pulling up the notepad right now.
Okay, my name is Nikema Lee. And my radio show is Upscale Desires. But you just definitely need to. Wow, I'm excited about you. Ooh.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. We can talk all day about this thing.
Yes, you should. So, I can talk all day. We may need to talk offline.
Hey, we can do that too. I guarantee you will not be dissatisfied.
I will not be dissatisfied. I am not in the business of dissatisfying any of my. Let me shut up. I'm about to put myself in some. Yes. Back to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk radio.
I'm going to put myself on mute. Let me shut up. All right.
Mr. GA was saying, like, because I was saying, I find that I'm more open than the men. And he was saying that's because I'm a freak. And, I mean, yes, I'm a freak, but I am so open with my sexuality that, I mean, I guess I expect everybody that fucks with me to be on that type of level as well. You know, so I don't know. I mean, maybe
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with who you are. First of all, let's not downgrade who you are and what you bring to the table, what you may bring to a relationship or whatever it is that you're trying to be in. So you're perfect as who you are, but some people haven't had that enlightenment about themselves. Some people, you know, 65% of the women in this country don't know what their vaginas look like. You know, over half of the population has never masturbated. So it's not just you. It's not just, you know, it's just what sex has been revealed to a lot of people, and sex has been deemed as this sort of fornicating kind of, you know, nasty perversion of expression. And it's not. When you get to the root of it, when you get to what sex is really about, it's about healing, it's about manifestation, it's about love, it's about openness, it is, you know, it's everything that Dr. Uwe would talk about. You know, it's about that level of intimacy. And once people get past that it's not just pussy and dick, and it, you know, it becomes a beautiful thing, and then they become to be more open and expressive, like, you know, you and myself and you are, you and myself. I don't know how to express that in English.
But you get in the future, there's going to be one soon.
Say what? What? What is that nasty?
I said, but in the future, we're going to become one real soon.
Oh, God. See, Chalk, you're not ready for me. Like, I got to keep the kid gloves on for you because, you know, you do your thing. You come from a different angle. So if I was to put Nikema Lee on you, girl, you'd be looking for me like a You'd be head over the
but
head
that's
over
what I
you.
Need because, like, I can't find it in a man.
You may think that's what you need, sweetheart, but you're just not ready yet.
Oh,
not
yes,
ready.
I am. I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
It's like an 11-year-old who wants to drive. Like, you ain't ready. You're not ready.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Oh, my God. This is going to be so good. This is going to be good. Matter of fact, I have another special person that wants to come in real fast, and I'm going to bring her in. And, Kima, you know her very well. Where is she at? Abia.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was sitting here thinking I was talking, and I thought that you could hear me, and I'm laughing and talking, and I'm like, I must be on mute. Something. Then I figured, let me go ahead and press one. I'm enjoying this show, and ooh, his voice.
Mm-hmm.
That sultry radio. Mm. that
especially
quiet
with
storm.
That
that's
name, Mr. Ooh-wee sound like he's got some
ooh-wee. I'm
about
to change my name to Ooh-ah-Abia. I'm about to change my name. I love it.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get in on the fun. I felt like lost out, guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to chime in. You know what? I was talking with somebody. One of you said something about, you know, it's a game. Nakima, you were saying it's a game. We were back. We were talking about the reason why people don't. Why don't brothers own up to, like, you know, when they do something, what's up with the reverse psychology? And I kept thinking, the first thing I think, let's first make the distinction between men and males. Not everybody that got a dick is a man. Let's just put that out there on the table right now. You got some males running around pretending that they're men, and they still playing games, like they still manipulating Transformers and shit. And that's what it is. It's like master manipulation. So they don't know how to take ownership in the shit that they do. They don't even know why the fuck they do what they do. You know what I'm saying? So they coming out here, they looking like they one thing, and they just, you know, when you confront them with the shit, they want to manipulate. That's the shit I can't stand. See, my major pet peeve is don't come stepping to me like you's a fucking man and your balls are swinging and shit, your dick swinging, but you still on some little boy shit. And I really like Dr. Uwe was talking about, because for real, I mean, you got to have the power. You got to have the intellect to be able to even position yourself in authority to give a woman permission to have that mental orgasm. And a lot of niggas ain't got it. They just don't have the power. So step to me with some power and tell me what the fuck you going to do for me, and then we can fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say this?
Mm-hmm. You can say anything.
I tell you the real talk, though. I have a show here on Blog Talk Radio as well, and we discuss the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is that most men, when they're coming up, as soon as they're able to smell themselves, they have this idea that they want to sleep with Don's, marry Nichols, but have children with spare change. The problem is that we really don't know what we want, and the truth of it is that women really don't know what they want either. Well, let me put it this way.
That's it.
I'm going to tell you real talk.
You said the truth.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Women really don't know what they want, and men, I'll say this, really don't know what they have. That's the biggest problem. So when we get something like yourself, Chocolate, Mommy, and all the rest that we're having, we don't know how to handle you, because all of you are absolutely wonderful and perfect in your own right. But if you mistreat a hammer like a screwdriver, you will destroy everything in contact with. And just like she said, you may not be able to handle it, but just like a 9-year-old trying to drive a car, I really get that one. Really.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't want to dominate the show, but I mean, can we start to use the right? I mean, can we make the distinction? Because again, just like there's certain, you got to make the distinction between men and males. You got to make the distinction between women and females. There's some females running around pretending and looking like women, but they're not. When you get to the point when you're mature enough and open enough, like Nakima, you know, Princess Nakima was talking about, you get to the point where you know what you want, you know how to get what you want, you know how to use what you got, you know how to use what
right.
it is that you get. Then you're mature, you're a man, you're a woman,
right.
and then you're considered a freak. Why? Because you're not the norm. The normal person is doing
right.
like Nakima said, they don't know how to fuck, they don't know what they're doing. You know,
right.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, in order for us to be like men and women, I think that's degrading, because, you know, once you get to the level where you know what you're doing, you do know what you're doing. A lot of people just
mm-hmm.
want
it. You're absolutely right.
Wow.
Why is it so quiet?
We are listening, and I'm in this zone right now, and I'm feeling really, really good. And, you know, I'm, like, trying to figure out where my dude is, so I can see what my time frame is looking like. So I was told that he'll be on around 9 o'clock, so we good, because at 9 o'clock, my time is going
to
go step up, and I'm about to get in his ass when he gets on. So I'm loving Dr. Uwe, and I'm loving Kima, and I'm loving Ya is my nickname for her. Then I have Mr. G.A., and then I think I'm going to bring Trav out of time out, but I think I'm going to let him stay a little while longer. And once Freaky gets on, then I'm going to bring him on, because, you know, he needs to understand what we're talking about. And then when I'm ready to destroy his ass, then I'll bring him on. So
I'm going to play a song really quick. And, oh, my God, I love you all. Like, this is, like, a mellow, this is, like, real mellow for me right now. I'm, like, in a very comfortable place. I'm still in the vibe. The chat room is crazy right about now. And when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Uwe and we're going to have Nahima talk about what they do best. And hopefully people will walk away with this first hour with some better empowerment and understanding and sexuality and sex and understanding your mate and understanding a woman, understanding a man, regardless of who your significant other may be. And then I get to act a fool. So I'm debating on what I'm going to play.
Hey, but to let you know, those guests are actually from my show that are coming through now. It's about maybe 40 people that'll be there tonight.
Yeah, they're killing me. They're killing me. And Dr. Uwe.
Hey.
I love that comment you left on the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uwe kind of slick with it.
Yeah, I got my photo on there too.
Are you? Oh, see, I haven't been on the site.
He on TalkMommy.com?
Yeah, my photo on there.
Oh, you need to go. You need to friend me, Dr. Uwe. I'm scared to go.
Yeah,
miss me.
Yeah, she's a featured member. She's a featured member. She's a featured member for the rest of January and for February.
Mm, okay. I'm going to look at that now.
I'm going to need you to again. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, see, I'm turned on by intelligence. Like, he ain't talk about banging me out. He ain't talked about tearing my asshole or nothing. He's just like, I just fucking head first. And I'm sold. Like, I got tickets to California already on my vision board. Like, I'm going to Cali.
Don't get it twisted. I'm a prior Marine, second recon battalion, Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'll be
Camp
there.
Camp
Lejeune. Oh, you need to come through then. Like, come on, get on the standby and come on through. We'll try unplug everything.
I got friends there.
Cool. You ain't got to have friends. Let me stop because I'm aggressive right now. Let me put my masculine energy away.
When he said Marine girl, like, at what? The few, the crowd, the Marines. Like, it's nothing like a Marine in the bedroom because they're so fucking disciplined.
I'm an Army chick now. Come on now. You can't just be throwing a Marine.
No. But it's just with the Marines, they're more mental than anything. Like, out of all the services, the boot camp, Marine Corps is the worst. That's the more, you go through so much more mental anguish because of what you're inflicted on with when you're going through training. And so therefore, they tend to be good lovers because it's not even physical. It's more mental because today I was having a conversation with somebody and we were talking about good dick. And I'm like, good dick is not you just sticking your dick in me and it's moving and everything like that. It's all the other things. It's the emotional attachment. It's you getting into my head. It's like you looking me in my eyes and you're talking to me. Then the dick play comes into play. But it's all those other things beforehand. Because you can have somebody be with you and the foreplay is so good, you wouldn't care if they didn't put their dick in you or put their mouth on you because you got that mental stimulation and that's enough to carry you till you get ready to do what it is you're going to do. So that's why I was telling the guy that's what good dick was because he was just like, oh, my definition is good dick is somebody that keeps calling. I'm like, okay, it could be comfortable or it could be convenient. You know what I'm saying? Guys don't, some men don't know the difference between convenient dick and comfortable dick. They get it confused with good dick. And it takes a female that knows the difference to break it down to him. Like, no, my dude, your dick ain't good. It's just comfortable. I know that in 15.5 seconds you're going to make me come. So why take a chance on a strange person when I can call you to come over? You know how to suck my titties right. You know how to do this. And I basically trained you into what I wanted so it's comfortable. Doesn't mean that it's good. I just know how to get off with you.
That's absolutely right. And the truth of the matter is a lot of men don't really understand the two other sex organs outside of the male member or the female pussy or whatever you want to call it. The largest one is the skin itself. If you learn how to massage and to serenade her body, her skin itself, you pretty much have the game won. But when you also understand that the most powerful sex organ is the brain, man, can't go wrong. All the other stuff comes naturally.
So true. So all these people that be like giving me shit on Twitter and Facebook at the things that I put, I hope y'all are listening, because I'm going to let y'all ass have it tonight. Trav, while I got you on mute, I hope you're learning something besides how to be a pain in my ass.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to speak in a minute.
You are a crazy girl. I love you.
I can't help it. It's Friday night. I'm surrounded by beautiful people, sexually educated people, and it always serves for a good topic because I like for people to walk away, aside from knowing that I'm an open, freaky female, I want them to walk away with some type of fulfillment, some type of sexual knowledge. I want them to pick up the phone and implement what they learned on my show and try it on somebody. Then that way they wouldn't have to be blasted by people like me every week. Everybody's quiet. I've been good tonight, though.
Well, you're the host of the show. You're the one supposed to carry the conversation.
I know. I've been good. I mean, I went all week without having anybody to blast. And then today, I was a little heated of a situation in a group. And y'all calmed me down. But at the same time, she fueled the fire. And, you know, I had to drink and calm myself down and just be like, ooh, relax, relate.
No,
I told you, you don't drink to calm down. Drink because you want to drink.
Oh, I'm drinking because I feel good. I'm drinking because I feel good. I kind of drink it before that. I'm just like, ooh, yes. Because in that way, it's like I'm in a nice little comfort zone, and it's like, it makes me aware of so many different things. And then I might be on that self-pleasuring tip tonight. So now that I have my Bahama Mama and I got that Mr. Magic Cream,
and
I might keep myself a squirt tonight.
We're going to have a, you, me, and Aria, we're about to have a Skype three-way.
Hey, I need that conference,
Ooh, yes. Look, I'm going to drop the seed of thought into your mind. Now, look what happened.
Yes.
This is a talent suggestion.
Yeah, because I need y'all to walk me through it. Because, you know, I have no man here right now. And I got 10 fingers. And I need to invest in a toy. And I'm ready to let it all out. I need a very nice, big one. And if I can get it off on Skype, I'm good with that. I'm real good.
Well, you just need somebody to talk you through it.
That's it.
I got two sexy-ass females. What more could I want? Nothing against the guys, but
hey, no,
I'm
do you.
Honest.
I thought you just might need a tour
right
guide.
Now.
That's all.
Uh-huh.
I thought you might need a tour guide. That's all. I'm willing to drive the bus.
I got this, Dr. Uwe. I got this.
Do you?
Dr. Uwe, I'm taking over the bit. No, I'm just saying. So tell me more about yourself, because I'm going to stop. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because, like, today when I get the email and it says Dr. Uwe, it's like I got hit all at one time. Dr. Uwe, he's following the show. Dr. Uwe, he joined the site. Then he left a comment. When I'm seeing three Dr. Uwe's, I'm like, Uwe, who is this? Because for you to have a name, game, ooh wee, that's what I call a conversation stopper. It's like when you step in the room and you're like, I'm Dr. Ooh wee, everything stops. And the minute you say it, that's an instant pussy weather. Like,
you got me there.
Yes, it's like you feel your clit jump.
How do you spell Uwe? Because I'm looking this up on the internet. Like, I'm trying to make friends.
Ooh,
wee. O-O-O-H-W-H-E-E.
Ooh, wee.
Say that again, please. That's
D-R-O-O-H-W-H-E-E. Ooh, wee. What's up? Hey, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? Mr. G, how you doing,
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, man, I mean, much respect on your comments, what you were saying. But listen, real talk, man, you cannot trust these bras on here, man. They are the worst. Trust me, you cannot trust them, all right? So what I'm saying, for real, I mean, what you're saying is all good, but these bras here will hit you in the back in like 21 minutes. Watch your back, son. Watch your back.
Oh, man, I got you, man. I got you. You know what the real deal is, my man. It's all about the first impression. Then after that, you know, you destroy yourself. So I'm just setting up the tables. I know how things go, man. I heard a show or two before. It's all good, man. I'm here to do what I do. And if they can do what they do, then perhaps we'll all be doing it together.
Oh, so, man.
That's the only way coming on the cruise, Aubrey.
Get on the cruise.
Better be.
Mr. G has secured a spot.
I'm gonna hit you on the private end so you can know exactly where to reach me. Well, you got my email anyway.
Oh my gosh, I'm calling already. So get in line. Like I'm already got. Like I'm calling. Like I'm getting. I'm logging in right now. Trying to get
on your show.
Mommy.com. No, my show doesn't start till 10. So I come over here and hang out until then.
Okay.
My goodness. I am shocked. But, Mr. G.A., I have not been dirty tonight. I've been super clean. I have not hit below the belt yet.
But you will be. You ain't chemo. I promise you, young lady. No.
I wouldn't be me if I didn't.
Right,
no, you're going to I wouldn't be me if I wasn't a little nasty.
That's my man up. That's crazy. I'm watching y'all for real. I'm watching y'all.
I'm just saying, though. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling the love. I need to feel some other things, but it's coming. It's coming. It is coming. Ooh, just like I will be. Damn.
I'll be there Sunday.
Sunday?
Be there Sunday.
The forecast will be clear. Yes. A minute ago.
Yeah, you were playing a song like 20 minutes ago.
I know. It's the last song I want to play, but I need for Freaky to be on the phone when I play it because when I seen the video, this bitch had dirty feet, and I'm not understanding. I need to talk about that. So I'm going to play a song that they dropped this week, and it's like one of my favorites. It's hot as hell. It's called Get Busy. So here we go.
LG's, what's up? I'm a gorilla myself. Hey, Jason, what it do?
Don't think they understand what's going down.
I get busy, busy. Get straight to the money. Word. Oh, yeah. Where that cash at? Drop it like it's hot. Hey, Jimbo, I get enough though. Samples got them leaping off the building. Nuts though. Nice games, neighborhood beat spots. Police towers at the dealership with a duffel bag. We don't need sours. Reggie White bullets, how they running back? Take your whole stash from consignment, don't bring nothing back. Blowing money, living fast. Stick to the model. If you front, you can get the spark. Don't think about it. In the club, turned up, you know we getting money. Put a dead chickie in the bag, trying to dug it. There's no hustle that can get by you. And I'm posted on every black like damn flyers. Never stood behind, BX state of mind. And the watch so flooded, you can barely tell the time. LG Bird Gang, everybody.
hoes that we kill. Took the money, blew it like a bunch of fools. Hooker money, pretty cars, bunch of jewels. For that same reason, I ain't come to school. Cause a nigga had a problem when it come to roll. Told my teacher got enough money to invest. Told a jeweler, keep it going, just do the best. I remember when my uncle had the Lex Boogie. We was staying at the key up in the Lex Boogie. Allison, young nigga with a old pad. I brought a hot drop with some cold cash. They say the fast life is good, but it don't last. So you can see her giving head while I'm gone past.
Diplomat gangster. If I want a bad snap fingers, no problema. Shit, I'm a slut, been with every car dealer. Yeah. Now every 9 months, pushing out a cute wheel. Stunting on these niggas, got them dizzy. Here's the weird shit. I keep money with the Spanish niggas out of Webster. I stopped calling shorty, cause she had a little chest here. 100 pounds a week, yeah, I was on bigs every year.
Hello.
Yep.
Wow. That song was quick. Damn. Woo. That's a new one that they dropped this week, and I really like that song. They really did their thing on that. Tonight, my special guest is Freaky Zeke. He should be in around 9-ish, you know, entertainers. They have their own special time, and, you know, he may have had some other stuff to do, but trust and believe he should be here because I don't think he's that afraid of me. But then again, I am Shock Mommy, and he could be. Picture that. That was dirty, wasn't it? Damn, my bad. But back to what we were saying. Dr. Uli, I swear, you are you're something else. Like, how did you come up with that name? Because that name is just like, when you're speaking and you say, everybody is going to stop talking and just look at you because that name is so fucking catching. Like, that's a great conversation piece right there.
Yeah, you know, a long time ago, not that long ago, but throughout college and all the rest and what have you, you know, I always wanted to be the guy that had something to contribute in the conversations. And so I learned early in the game that women are not too concerned about what you look like, because I've seen some pretty fine women with some ugly and busted dudes. It was all about whether or not you can make a connection with them. And so you can easily make a connection with a woman quickly if you learn how to get in her ear and make a lasting impression. And so I used to do these things. I used to just study and do research and talk on things that women wanted to hear. And then the name came, or just the saying came, ooh wee, that was deep, or ooh wee, that hurt. All that came through and whatever, and I was just then known as that guy named Dr. Ooh Wee. Throughout college and all the rest, finished up and what have you. And now I'm just known as Dr. Ooh Wee, because I am the guy with the PhD in common sense who gets in between your ears before he gets in between your knees. Holler at your boy.
Damn. Okay, now, Let's go ahead and fast forward a little bit. Okay, you're in my head. Now, when you get between the legs, what goes down?
Well, when you get into the legs, in between the legs, I've already have mastered you before I've actually touched you in that way. I know what makes you smile. I know what makes you squirm. I know how to rub your back first. I know how to tease your hair before all of that. And I know not to go directly towards the hot spots. By the time I get down there and I'm doing whatever I need to do, you are guiding me. Because a woman's body is just like an instrument. You can fine-tune it, you play it, it will make a sound, and if you listen carefully enough, it will tell you everything that it wants done, and you just keep on moving with it. Here's a 101 for all of the guys, one, who don't know how to eat pussy. Real talk is, all you really have to do is learn how, well, just write the ABCs, lowercase, with your tongue around her clit, and then go capital, and then write your name, and then her name. And then write a love story if you have to. Simple. So simple. The physical is the easiest part, though, believe it.
Wow. We're going to hold that thought because I have some people that are trying to get in, and these numbers are, like, really confusing the hell out of me. So hold on 1 second, and let me see here. 813, you're on the air.
What's traveling?
Oh, my God.
What's good?
Is it
yeah.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yeah.
My God. Hey,
Cindy. Cindy. What's up, baby? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk to me. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby.
I'm like, you know what? We're not finished. It's not over. Because you know what? We started out in November. You was late then, and it was cool. It was cool. And I wasn't like how I was now. So now, I'm not saying I wasn't ready for you then when I was in your city, but now I'm
uh-huh.
back home in the borough. You know how we give it up. So I'm
yeah.
so ready for you. I'm so ready for you. But before I get into your ass and let you have it,
I don't do the
like,
I don't do the ass thing. You never gonna get into there.
You
will never get into there. Let's get that all. Let's straighten that out. That's because you know our viewers are listening. So let's make that known. You will never get into my ass. But what's
you
up?
Do that. You know, I've been following you. I've been looking at all your interviews and everything, but it's so many things that I want to bring out before we get into the funny side, the freaky side, and all of that. I need you to talk about this the bone marrow drive that you are so passionate about. I need everybody to understand the importance of that, and I need them to hear it from you, because if they're not following you like they should, this is something they really need to know about, because this is shit that happens in our back door, our families, our friends, and we can't afford to just look away and be like, oh, it's not that serious, or it's not affecting me. So I need you to go ahead and put it down so they can understand the seriousness, please.
Nah, but basically, I'm a fun-loving guy. Like you said, we do talk nasty. We get raunchy. We do a lot of those things. But we're still human. You know what I'm saying? We're still people just because, I don't know, they seem to put people who like to have sex in a different category on the universe. But that's how everybody got here. They be killing me because people be walking around stuck up, and they sit there like, I will never. And then I be looking at them like, how you think you got here? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But that's why I want to touch all bases. I want to touch my snobs, my wild people, my people who don't give a fuck, my people who just, you know what I'm saying? My people who like to, everybody basically. And this situation is very, very serious about registering to become a bone marrow donor. This is our future. We're letting die off because we don't know, and that's why I'm here, you know what I mean, to present this to y'all. I need everybody out there to go register to become a bone marrow donor, and if you don't know where to go, it's www.preserveourlegacy.org. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know anything about it. That's why I know I could talk to my community, because they don't teach you that in the hood. They don't show no commercials. They don't have any posters. If you take subways or buses, they don't have any posters up for you. So I'm bringing the public awareness to you. I'm going to let y'all know right now, between our African Americans, our Hispanics, and our Asians, and our Native Americans, all three of our ethnic backgrounds combined in one is only 30%. Of the people who are registered bone marrow donors. On the flip side, the Caucasians have 70% of the people who are bone marrow donors. So they're being treated and taken care of almost as if it's a common cold, because there's a 70% chance they're going to be cured. On the other hand, where our African Americans only represent 8%, of the people, Hispanics only represent 9% of our people, Asians 3%, and Native Americans 1%. And that's just crazy. Like, how are you going to tell me if you're of an African American descent, there's only an 8% chance of you of living out of 100? You mean like out of, so it's 92% people of the other races gonna live, and African Americans only got 8% to live. I think that's very crazy. Actually, that's very scary. You understand? And these are our children dying. Like Shannon Tavares, she was one of the lead actors on Lion King. A young child, I'm not too sure of her age. I believe she was 10 or 11. She died in the struggle because there was no matches. And she was someone who was on Broadway, so she was well known. Other actors were involved, like Rihanna, 50 Cent, among others. You know what I'm saying? And there was no match, but just because there's not enough registered donors. You know what I mean? And then shout out to my girl, Shayna and Brett, the people who started Preserve Our Legacy. They started Preserve Our Legacy because of a young child by the name of Jaden Hilton. Jaden Hilton was 3 years old. 3 years old with leukemia. And Shayna went far beyond to get everything together so she could run a campaign so people could start registering. And she got it together, actually, and he died. A little three-year-old, wow. A young child, like trying to, and these are our children. And now we have someone else. We have someone else by the name of LJ. I mean, he's 10 years old, young, fun-loving. These are kids, so kids don't know really about what's going on with themselves. They don't know that they're dying as soon as they wake up, like at an expedient rate. Like this is some real serious shit we need to really take care of. Like our future is dying. We already made it. Obama's in. We good. Throw the fist up. We made it. You know what I'm saying? We made it. But then is that gonna be it? If we're not registering to help children stay alive longer than 10 years old, our future is looking very bleak. You know what I'm saying? Like this is some real. I don't know how to stress the fact that this is very serious. Like everybody when they little, or just they if they work out or if they doing real good, they feel like they super. They feel like a superhero. When you was young, some girls might have wanted to be Wonder Woman or the flyest Barbie doll. Everybody wanted to be of some type of status. Everybody wanted to be in the in crowd. Everybody wanted to pop off. So here's your chance to really be that superhero, be that real influential person if you would just sign up and register. Who wouldn't want to save a life? Who doesn't want to walk down a block and be like, yeah, I saved his life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's dead serious. You know what I mean? So I just need everybody, if you're listening, once again, go to www.preserveourlegacy.org and register to become a bone marrow donor because you will save a life. And it's only a cotton swab. I know when you hear about it, everybody like, bone marrow, hold on now. Let me talk about some damn bone marrow. Like, in my arm, wait, my leg, my arm, what got to come off to help somebody? And not even being selfish, I can understand somebody first hearing it. Like, I'm not giving my bone to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I need my bones. You know what I mean? So that's not what it is. That's why I want to tell y'all, because I was feeling the same way. Bone marrow is, for lack of a better word, the juice that's inside the bone. You know what I'm saying? And I know that even may sound scary. Like, oh, I ain't having no needle stuck up in me. I ain't too much needle. I don't know nothing about no needle. No needle me. You know what I'm saying? But the pain is equivalent to a tattoo. You know what I'm saying? Or for the older generation, a Charlie horse. You know what I mean? So it's thousands of people with tattoos. So I'm sure that you could endure slight pain to make another child bear no pain. You know what I'm saying? So, and the process is only 25, 30 minutes. So this is something that can happen. It's doable. Trust me, coming from me, it's doable. Because I don't want no needles, no shanks, no cuts, no stab wounds. I already got bullet shots. I don't need nothing else piercing my body. But to save a child, and I know the pain is not even going to feel like nothing but something I got a lot of, a tattoo, I could deal with that. You know what I mean? So please, everybody, if you're listening, go out there. Oh, yeah, and one more thing before we finish it off. Is motherfucking, I want to talk easy with people so they can feel and understand that there's a G'd up dude doing this. This is not a Point Dexter, a guy walking around with suits and ties, a dude that's from the projects who's running in the streets, going hard body. And yes, it's cool to do that. You don't have to be posted up like, nah, I ain't looking like no sucker. I ain't going around trying to help people and talk and tell people what to do that's positive. Nah, because when it becomes a problem in your family, don't come running to us talking about, oh, wait. You was right. Let's stop everything. The world needs to end before. Oh, hold on. The world can't end without me taking care of my family. Nah, let's not do that. Let's everybody register. So if, God forbid, that does happen where your child is suffering from cancer, it'll be that easy to just sign in, find out, and just have someone have a match where you can have your bone marrow transplant done, and you're just off on your way. You know what I mean? So let's do that now. And it's a cotton swab. Just to register, once you go in, www.preserveourlegacy.org, once you register, you just get a cotton swab on both sides of your cheek, 8 seconds. It's confidential. They put it in a little bag, and no, you ain't going to have the police people kicking the door in talking about, you owe back child support for 572 years, and this right, you owe $452 million. We can kick her, kill the ground, kill it. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, none of that's going to happen. Nobody's going to come get you. You're going to be all right. If people do come get you, it's to let you know that you are a match and you're going to be a lifesaver. So, once again, www.preserveourlegacy.org. Shane and Brett is the CEO. I'm the hip-hop spokesperson for them. I've been everywhere doing what I got to do. And, of course, I am registered. You know what I'm saying? So, just everybody go out there. Just do something that's about 8 seconds of your time out your life to help a child who's going to die right before your eyes. So that's about it for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm real serious about that. You dig? Tyler.
Thank you so much. I had to get that out before we got into everything else. And then my second point before we start getting crazy is I'm not sure if you've been paying attention to Twitter, but I have a fan, and he's your fan too. His name is Travis, and he's That Boy Travo, and we've been going at it back and forth on Twitter all fucking week, hyping you being up on the show. And it's like, you guys are both from Harlem, and he's never got the opportunity to meet you, but he's followed you so much. When you was going through what you was going through with the gunshot and then being hit by the car, I can't even look at that video. I looked at it the other day, and I was like, what the fuck? And what's crazy is I have a granddaughter, and she's not even two. I'm looking at your Home to You Girl video, and I'm tripping because the girl's feet is dirty. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not even going to fault you for that.
Listen, she's Hungarian. She's Hungarian, and she walk around the house barefoot. They, you know, that's Hungarian people for you, right? I'm not down. I'm not underneath
the toes. I would have had a problem. I'm like, damn, you do it all. You really freaky, but.
I mean, that does happen, but I don't know with the dirt. I don't want to lick on no dirt. I didn't even know that because I was looking from the pussy up.
I'm sure, because I'm like, yo, she ain't even, like, when y'all are in the video and she's, like, moving and grinding, she got big titties. She ain't even got no ass. I'm like, yo,
that's the Hungarian shit.
Yeah, I'm like, you can call me. I don't got titties, but I got ass. I'll grind up on you,
well,
and I'll hope you keep that firm physique that you got. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, what the hell? And I'm tripping. So he was just like, you know, when you was going through what you was going through, he was praying for your recovery and everything like that. And he was on the phone with me last night talking about he saw you in a performance. And I don't know what the hell happened, why you felt the need to hop your ass off the stage and start knocking niggas out. But he's looking at that, and he's just like, oh, my gosh. Not that he's on no male groupie shit, but to me he's just like a really nice kid that really admires you. And I'm going to let him come on because he's been in timeout because he's been talking too much shit. And I told him that, you know, I'm a grown woman and we're going to let little kids be in the corner till you come on. So I don't know if y'all going to get this male bonding shit because y'all from fucking Harlem. Not no disrespect, but, you know, New York niggas like to gang up on me because I be talking about they whack dick game. So we'll get into that later, too.
You know, there's a lot of people in Harlem, so, you know,
because
there's some whack pussy in North Carolina.
Oh, see, I can't vouch for that because I don't know who you've been fucking with.
That's my point. Thank you. My point exactly. I set you up So you could say that. Thank you. There we go. You answered. You answered. You answered. You gave the world an answer. Thank you, baby.
Hold
I set you up nice
Rick,
and clean.
I don't know what Rick may have put you on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to let you know the same thing you saying is what I believe in. You know what I'm saying? Don't fault
okay.
all New York
it's
niggas.
Okay.
Don't fault all New York niggas now. It's not
I
your
can't.
Fault.
I feel like you might be the saving factor. You might. I mean, I might need
you
a palmetto.
Well,
and, you
we'll
know,
see,
I'm
we'll
still
see.
Waiting for that VIP. I'm waiting for that VIP you promised me in November.
Well, I mean, the VIP, let me explain something to you, sexy mommy. Let me explain something. With me, it'll be VVIP. You know what I'm saying? Without me, it's VIP. So if you go there on your own just to chill, we'll have Rick there. He'll lay everything out for you and then just warm you up. So I could scorch you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, scorch me?
You gonna have that napkin? Am I gonna have a napkin?
No, you know the napkin that you told me about that you keep on you.
Oh yeah,
so you
ready? No, I don't want no napkin. I don't want to be clean. I want them real messy. Sometimes I don't bring the napkin out. I want to wipe my mouth with my arm.
Oh, okay, because, you know, we can't go to the N Club now. It's Club Allure. They done totally changed up.
Yeah, so it don't matter. What you trying to get bonked in the club or something? Talk to me. Like, what is it? You keep mentioning places. Are you mentioning little fantasies that you want to do with me or something?
Oh,
like,
you
want to
fulfill a fantasy for me? Because
I mean, you keep mentioning, you know, what you want to do. Talk to me.
You know, I have this fantasy that I want to be in a restaurant, right? And I wanted to, like, clear everything off the table and just bang my man right there and let everybody see how I just serve him up. What's good?
Yeah, on a busy night, I would hope.
Of course. You know, I want them to see how you give it up. I don't want them to be, like, you know, hearing me blast you the week after. I want them to be there with the cameras because, you know, you got that diff sex and you haven't made your movie yet, so this could be your debut.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. But, you know, what I'm going to have to do with you, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to go to another country and do that. You know what I'm saying? Because within the States, you know what I'm saying? Within the States, it's going to be put on camera, and I'm doing a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying? But we could go somewhere, like, to, let me see, Italy or something. You know what I mean? And get busy like that. I could do it there like that. You know what I mean?
Actually,
I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, cool,
yeah, that's more so into my nature. You know what I mean? But that's nothing though. That's cool in the gang with me. That's my style anyway.
What's it called?
An expeditionist? An exposuzionist? What's it called?
Exhibitionist.
Yeah, exhibitionist. That's my style. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like to give it up. What's up? Talk to me. You got some questions for you for Daddy?
I'm gonna get to Daddy in a minute. I'm gonna go ahead and bring Travel because he's really been wanting to talk to you. And after all that shit he's talked in this week on Twitter, I can't even deprive him of this much longer. So I mean, I got you for a little bit, and I'm gonna let Trav talk to you, and then I'm gonna bring on Nakima because we both gonna give you the business. Hold on one second. All right,
that's cool.
Hey, Trav, Freaky's on the line for you.
What's poppin', Slime? What's poppin', B? What's really good, yo? Ain't shit, you already know. Boy, G-Mac is getting this money up as you should, you know what I mean? Don't let
That's
nothing stay in your way unless it's a payday.
I hear you, my nigga, I hear you.
All right, what's up?
Ain't nothing, B, yo. I've been following you for a minute from, damn, what's the first video I saw with Cam? What means the world to you? When you was in a casino,
okay,
wilding out, taking your shirt off, slamming it on the table.
That's a minute ago too. Yeah, that's when we just had started. That was the
exactly.
third single of our career.
The first
word,
single.
You go way
so
back.
I've been riding for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And I don't get it wrong, B. I like the whole set. All of them niggas is my favorite, but you in particular, you stand out because like. You just got that wild shit, B. Like I was in the damn concert when you took the chain off, put the hat back on, put the mic on the floor, and you hopped in the crowd and started leaning, niggas, B.
Oh yeah, that was in we was in Philly. Niggas got beside they show. That's don't fuck with us, period. Ain't no game about nothing. We doing something for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all paid y'all money to see us perform. Here we go. Niggas drunk, wailing. They threw a bop up on the stage. And then that was, and that's what we did. We threw his head from the stage back into the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in there just often, but we more so, we ain't changed. But
I know,
just don't fuck with niggas. I was gonna get on some other shit, but nah, we ain't changed. You know what I mean? Niggas like to give money. Niggas like to fuck to get money, and niggas like to fuck. So, and knock your head off in the process if you fuck with us. It's a thin line. We're saying what up and getting fucked up. You know what I mean? So make sure you say it right. You dig?
Word up.
What's happening? Why you got what happened this time on the Twitter? Yeah, what was going on Twitter? Who was beefing who? What happened? Some beef going on?
This what happened, yo. This what happened. Like, I ride, like she said, yo, it ain't even on no groupie type shit. Like, when I say I fuck with you, I fuck with you. And you the type of nigga that, like, I fuck with because you keep it 100. You say what you say, and then after that, you still be that same way. You don't go back later and you bite your words or try to twist that shit up. You know what I'm saying? So I got, nigga, when I say I've been following you, my nigga. I was watching you when I seen the videotape of the way niggas had, it was four or five niggas just on you, and you was handling your thing, and niggas still hit you with the car, and you still walked away with your chain.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm gonna keep it funky. That shit, I wouldn't want to do that again though. You know what I'm saying? That's a thugged out story. I'm glad it's over with, and that was it. Ain't no sequels. I don't gotta spit here. You know what I'm saying? Like, say yeah, shank, yeah, poor niggas, guns, cars, yeah. Nah, I was in there like, oh shit.
Word, but it's the fact that you held your own or whatever, and your music, like the book of Ezekiel, I got that shit, and I still bump that shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been following you, B, from your skits down to your what you doing now. I've been following you, B. Like, I fuck with you, and your favorite skit you did, I think it was on Jones' album, when you was like, you ever seen a nigga head split to the white meat? Ooh, you know what I'm saying? So I fuck with you. Like, I consider you like a real nigga in my book, B. Like, I've been following you and your words and all that shit and your rhymes. If niggas really listen to it, you spitting that hood shit. But at the same time, you telling niggas what's in the hood. And you telling niggas, like, just because you come from the hood don't mean you can't leave it.
I have a question for you, Freaky. It's like, you got in that unfortunate situation, and then it's like you have been on the run, and then they ended up catching you. Exactly how much time did you do down here? Hello? Oh, we lost him. So hopefully he'll call back in. So hold on.
Had me in timeout.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to keep your ass in timeout. Talk some more shit.
Never mind. I apologize.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Kima.
She bumped your ass. Wow.
Huh?
Get the fuck out. Wow.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this what happened?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what happened to Freaky.
Oh, I thought I was on mute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute. I'm sorry, Travis. I ain't mean to do that. I apologize.
Whatever. It's all good. It's a small thing to a giant.
Yes. Right. Right. I was going to say something else. I'm going to leave that there. Your man sounded like he had a lot to say, but. With that being said, I know he probably, if you get him back, that'd be hot. Maybe we can meet up in Greensboro one day. But I
got to
get
right?
ready for my show, boo-boo. I got to get
know.
ready
I'm coming over.
I'm coming over. Trust me. You know how I do. I'm gonna hit you in the I'm gonna hit you in the chat. Like
okay.
I always do, and I'm, you know, I'm gonna get you to say my favorite words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Trav, Trav, that's Kima.
What's going on, Ma? How are you?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm making it.
Good. That's good to hear. Well, sweetheart, I'll see you later. Y'all make sure y'all come over to UpscaleDesiresRadio.com when y'all finish. Calling number is 646-990-124.
Say that number again.
The number is 646-929-0124. And it is Freaky Free for All Fridays. So I don't know what we getting ready to talk about. I really don't. I got an L all the way over.
Oh, because I got a phone. Dr. Uwe is about to flip it and come on over. And
oh, what?
I know. I need Dr. Uwe to come to my show for real, so we can get deep. You know, I didn't want to take over your show and take it to another level. But I definitely want to get in between Dr. Uwe's ears before I, you know, get in between his legs.
Dr. Lee, we're going to transfer over at 10, or you're going to be on there, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm game. I'll be there.
Yay,
oh,
yay. That's all I need. I just need a player. That's all I need. You just got to be willing to play the game. Okay, I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm going to go prep for the show. I will see you guys. I'll see you guys in a second.
Okay, right? I will be there.
Have fun. Tell Freaky Ziki I didn't get to say hello, but what's up, peace, and then, you know, Just mention my name, Nikema Lee, and I'm known at Palmetto. They know me. I want to shoot my own horn, but I got a little play in the city. I could get a free meal every now and then. But for real, maybe he'll come down for the big shindig in February, and we can link up next weekend, 2 weeks from now. I think it's 2 weeks from now. They're having a big thing down at Palmetto. Friday and Saturday,
that'll
so.
Work. I'm sure he should be there. And tonight, I'll hit his management up and let them know.
Mhm. There it is. Love you. See you later.
I love you too. Bye. And we have a caller on the air. Where the hell did they go? 202. You're on the air. 744. Guess who? Is this, tell me who this is.
It's a month.
A month?
Yeah, think about the month.
April.
There we go.
Wow.
I mean,
no,
not that one.
No. This is a Dipset diva. It's not that one.
Like, wow, I don't know where the hell Ziki went, but I wasn't finished with him. So, I mean, I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt that he lost the call. If not, I won.
Well, he lost the call. He lost the call.
Shut the fuck up, Travis. We don't need you being a cheerleader right now. It is what it is.
Oh, boy.
Throwing a towel, Travis. It's okay.
Stop, April. Stop, April.
You'll
this
be
April
all right.
From Twitter.
Huh?
This April, the diva from Twitter.
Yes.
PYT. Okay, yeah. What's good?
Nothing much. I just pulled up, got to relax. Been running around all day, so, you know. But I was listening to the whole thing. I was trying to get through. But, I mean, they had some pretty good points, and I'm glad that he stressed that bone marrow thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, I'm not even mad that we didn't get to discuss the nasty, freaky stuff, but it was so important that people understand the importance of being a bone marrow donor. Like, really, that shit is so serious, like, especially in our community.
When he actually spoke about it, like, I really wanted to shed a tear because, like, if you think about it, for a little kid to be that young and, you know, have to go through so much and they don't know what's going on. So, I mean, it's a lot to it. You guys, I hope everybody did listen to that, though. I really do. Because that,
yes,
that's
it's crazy.
It is. Like I said, it's heart-touching, but how is everybody? Let me get off that topic because I will start crying.
Oh, my God. We can't have you being soft. We can't have you being soft. Everybody is good. Everybody is great. It's just like the vibe is nice. The first hour was very sexual educational type vibe. Mm-hmm. And I just love my show because each week you never know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? I might be on some crunk shit. I might be on some blasting shit. I might be on some I'm a nasty, freaky bitch shit. And then I might be on some calm, cool, collective shit. You just never know with me. Like, and I like that because my fans don't know how I'm going to give it up. Like right now, I'm being so calm. I'm being so relaxed. I'm good.
I'm so good
right now.
I really didn't notice that because remember last time I called in, you were a little hyper. Now you sound very laid back and chill. You really do. I mean, you are chill. I already know that. But you just sound really relaxed right now.
Oh, I have to be. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I want people to see my many different sides, my many faces. But the one thing that I do try to be all the time is consistent. That's the one thing that I try to be. Because I was trying to see if you guys had an advertisement because I wanted to go ahead and let people know about Palmetto, but we lost the call before we were able to get it back in. Hold on one second. Let me see. 678, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Who's calling? Who is this?
This is Ben from The Cage.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? I was just calling to do a shout-out. You got a new fan in Chicago, you know, The Cage, a.k.a. The Cage. So I was sitting here listening, you know, to the show, enjoying it. But that was some really great information that the brother was sharing about the bone marrow. Definitely going to
look
into that. Yes,
it is, because people really need to know about that, especially in our community. And we have one of his representatives on the phone. She's a dipset diva, so she's very aware of that. And if you don't walk away from nothing else, because most people walk away with some very crazy sexual shit from it, but tonight I need you to walk away and go to that, you know, that website that he talked about. Become a donor, get tested, because that can make the difference in somebody else's life. I mean, I would love to look in the mirror knowing that I saved somebody's life by getting tested and letting them have my bone marrow, because it's not anything that we're going to miss. It's not like you're giving up a limb, you're giving up anything crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's something that you can live without because you don't even know that you have it now.
Right.
That is true. If you have his Twitter or our Twitter or either one of us.
I'm sorry, Dollar. I'm a little old school. I don't do the Twitter thing, and I had to be forced doing the Facebook thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. Well, you can always Google bone marrow, and I guarantee you it's going to be a lot of stuff that pops up, and you can click whether it's the nearest clinic, whatever it is, and you could go there, just get your cotton swab, and you're done.
Right. And on, you know, one other thing real quick, if your boy don't, you know, take you up on that restaurant scene, I might be able to help you out with that.
Oh, word?
Word.
Oh, I need to do that because I'm going to be in production with Chocolate City Volume 2 this year. And I may start when I go to New York on my birthday. For everybody that's listening, my birthday is February the 3rd. I'm going to be in New York from the 2nd. To the 7th, I'm going to be shooting all types of footage, but yes, I need a restaurant scene. I think
I'll be in New York.
Be so
be
hot.
In New York on the 29th.
29th of what?
Of January. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can stay for a couple of days.
But you're in the A, though.
No, remember, I'm from the A, but I'm in Chicago now.
Aw, damn it. Well, you know what? I'm going to be coming to Chicago soon because I need to branch out to Detroit and Chicago and Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, I need to just
stop being one dimensional with New York, Atlanta,
right,
and Miami.
East Coast, yeah, you need to come to the, you know, Midwest a little bit. You know,
I might need to take me a Dipset Diva with me.
Well, if you come to see me, you might need some help because I'm gonna borrow your boy Carl. I'm gonna escort you too.
Oh shit! Wow,
I'm still a minor.
Hey, but make sure you bring your ID, you know, so I can check it.
Oh, I got three IDs, you know, got two North Carolinas and a Florida, whichever one you want. I got you. I really do. So we are good on that one. We are so good on that one. Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to let you get back to doing your thing. I'm going to go back to my computer and finish listening. You know, we only got a few minutes left.
Bye, old school.
Yeah, but I'll hit you up on the cage, all right?
All right.
Right.
Now, April, this all started because of you. I really have to say that you and Goldie have been, like, perfect, you know. It's crazy because, you know, like, last month, or was it earlier this month? When did we first start speaking?
I think it was last month. It was Thanksgiving. It was around Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because I was like, it was crazy because people was like, oh, don't bring him back on your show. Why not? I mean, this is my show. I run it how I want to run it. Why wouldn't I have him on there? I mean, because from day one when I did the research and seeing that he was on the bone marrow, it's like, you know, everybody always sees his freaky side, his funny side. I needed to have that serious side, you know, because this is so crazy. It's like people need to get passionate about things that save lives, not passionate about being in a fucking strip club, not passionate about tricking, not passionate about smoking weed and passing the bottle, but actual shit that you could do that can make a difference in somebody's life every day until they die.
Which is, I love that too. The fact that he got to be on the show and he got to express, you know, how he is, and people got to hear more than just, like you said, the freaky side to him, more than just the music and everything else beyond that everybody sees, and the stuff that they don't see, they got to see tonight. And hopefully they will see that more than just tonight and they'll see that he's a good person. He is. And for somebody, for you to have, like, a person come on any show or just a person like that that's well-known and all you hear is their music and, like you said, see the freaky side. And for them to show, like, hey, this is not all that I know. And for them to show what else they know that makes a difference in the community or, you know, as African-Americans, whatever it is, that's pretty big.
Exactly. That is. I mean, and to me, it's like all week long, we have been having a good time. We've been talking shit, we've been hyping it up and whatnot, and it's just like, you know what I'm saying, it's just like,
I'm glad we got an emotion.
Yeah, it's just like, hold on one second, because people think just because it's like my show ends at 10 o'clock, no, it goes on an extra hour, then that's when I can get crunk and play the fucking music and all this kind of stuff, because I still got music to play. But it's just like, it is crazy, because I think this year a lot more people in the music industry, in the entertainment industry, they're going to start coming out for causes. They have to, because you need to be active in your community. You need to give back. My charities of choice for this year, and I was speaking to Goldie, and she was like, the Dipset Divas will help me out, is going to be abused women, because that's something I can relate to, because I've been there. And I want women to know, just because you was victimized don't mean that you have to live in that shadow for the rest of your life. You can do something productive, come out that shell. Look at me. I have a radio show. I model. I do adult entertainment, but not hardcore. And
I put that behind me. I mean, it took me a minute, but I put that behind me, and I know not all men are abusers. And then also, I'm going to be active with the bone marrow, and I have a granddaughter, and she has the sickle cell trait. So that's something that I need to focus on because that's in my backyard. That's my own backyard. You know what I'm saying? Thank God it's the trait and not the actual sickle cell because that could be common. That's crucial. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's something that I'm going to be active towards. And I feel like if everybody that's doing something productive, that's considered a role model, that has public attention, do something other than be in the spotlight. Do something other than act a fucking fool. Do something to show your ass. Do something to make people want to follow behind you and get active. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think if more black people as a whole got together and did things together, we would stand out so much more. People will remember us for more than being fucking ignorant. More than, oh, the motherfuckers smoke pot all the fucking time. Or shit like that. Or take, for instance, the little girls that were in Ocala. My manager brought this to my attention today. Y'all at a racetrack, and y'all were fighting. And, you know, y'all are jumping people. You're showing your ass. This shit made national news. That's what African Americans are remembered for being fucking ignorant. Yes. So let's show them that we're smart. Let's show them we know how to get together as a unit, make money, handle our families, and handle business. Instead of having street business, having fucking reputations of being hustlers, drug dealers, drug users, let's take and switch all that negative shit and make it into something positive. Because people don't do that. Everybody wants to get caught up with, oh, I'm a baller. Okay, you lose your fucking money tomorrow. What the fuck are you going to be? You're going to be broke. And everybody that was in your fucking face is going to be like, ah, fuck you, nigga. You ain't got no money. Fuck you, bitch. You broke.
Yep.
But these are the motherfuckers you had in your face when you was on top. If you live a certain lifestyle and you humble yourself and you never forget where the fuck you came from, nobody can ever knock you off your pedestal, ever.
Nope.
And if people just remember that shit, they would be okay. That's why I can look at myself in the mirror and I'm good because I don't think I'm better than the next person aside from I can suck dick real good, I can fuck real good. So, yeah, I think I'm better in bed than the next woman because I that's just me. But on the whole, as a normal person, no. I get up and I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
And one thing
this year,
Go ahead, Travis.
Oh, no, I was going to just bring it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Abel. What I was thinking about what you said is, and stop always trying to be caught up as a baller, you know, and I could also relate to that, too, because I'm nothing but 23 years old, you know. And growing up, you see the rappers, you see the chains, you see the cars, you see the money, you see the type of attention that they get. So as a youth growing up, you know, in the ghetto or the slums or the hood, that's what you feel like, you know, that's what you have to do. You feel like in order to be appreciated or looked at, that you have to go out here and you got to either be a rapper, a football player, or a hustler or something to get attention from women. And I've actually been caught in a situation like that. Like, I'm not a thug. I'm not a thug or a nigga that, you know, the type of person that, oh, yeah, I'm a hustle. I have did it, but I've did it for all of the wrong reasons. I've did it because, not because I had to, but because I felt like that's what girls like. They go for niggas that got the big chains and the cars and the jewelry. And like you said, when you broke, they don't want to be in your face. They don't want to fuck with you no more because if you don't have nothing to offer them materialistically, they don't want to fuck with you. And now I'm at a whole point now where I'm just starting to look at life for what it really is. Like, everybody's not guaranteed to be the next Lil Wayne, Freaky Zeke, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's always good to get some education behind you because at the end of the day, the odds of you getting a record deal or getting that type of money is very, very little. You know what I'm saying? So I could relate to that shit a whole, whole lot.
And I mean, it's crucial. I was going to say, a lot of that has to do with, if you're not comfortable with yourself, then you don't know who you are. You got to know who you are in order for you to move on in life. Like, you can't pretend to be somebody else or live in somebody else's shadow. You got to be comfortable with who you are and live life as that.
Exactly, and you're right. And the reason that I did that because I wasn't comfortable with myself. And I'm man enough to say that still to this point, like, I'm not comfortable with myself, you know. But but like you said, that has a very, very big, big part to deal with it. Because if you're not comfortable in your own skin, you do shit that is out of your character. You know, you do shit that's not natural to you, and you do things to try to impress people. And then when you caught behind the eight ball, you can't look to them. You can't say, well, you made me do this, because they didn't put no type of gun to your head. You went out there and you did what you wanted to do because that's what you wanted to do in order to get attention. So like you said, though, it has a big part of doing – it has a big part of being with, are you comfortable as yourself? And it's a lot of niggas out there that try to – hide because they not comfortable with themselves behind the type of shit that they doing, whether it's they want to throw money in a club or a day, or they want to get big chains and shit. You got to be able to see through all of that shit. Like, what is the purpose of you doing that? So that's a true statement, what you said, and I feel you with that. And every day it's a struggle for me to become comfortable with myself. You know what I'm saying? So I rock with that. I feel what you're saying, because that's some real shit.
Yep. I mean, life is life. You take it one day at a time. Honestly, I feel like nobody's ever going to be completely 100% satisfied with life. You're always going to go through something. There's an obstacle when you wake up every morning. You got to make a decision about everything. So nobody, I think, is absolutely 100% comfortable with their life, regardless of money, fame, fortune, whatever it is.
Yeah, man.
That is so crazy.
That's so true.
Oh, Mr.
GA,
you're on the line, too.
Oh, I apologize.
Who else is on the line? No, Mr. GA, what I did was I just went ahead and just took everybody off mute. They just didn't know it because tonight is, like, such a different, such a different show. Because we're so used to being crunk and upbeat. Don't get it twisted. We still got that extra hour. We still got that extra hour, and I still got my girl from Cincinnati that's originally from Westchester. So, like, in that extra hour, we're going to play the music that we didn't play. I'm going to talk the shit that I didn't talk, and we're going to get it popping. But right now it's just to reflect on everything that's going on. Like, this is one of my most serious shows. Next week, I don't even know how to take that show. It's going to be Christians and Sex. So if y'all got some Christians that want to call in, I suggest they call in. But don't let it be your grandma or your great-grandma, because them motherfuckers going to be surprised at what the hell come out of my mouth. So they might not be good spokespeople. You got an auntie? She can call in, but I'm telling you, your grandma call in this motherfucker if she wants to, she's going to be kind of hot. She's going to be mad as hell. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And she might not cuss, but after listening to Chocolate City next week, she might. I will have Hosetti J from Life After Dusk on the show. We're going to have Three Minds, a great gay coalition. And then, you know, we can ask the questions about why is it when females are tired of a man, they turn to a female. But when you're turning to a female that's dressed like a man and taking the role as a man, why don't you just be with a man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I told my friend about that show, too. She said she's going to call in because she messes with women. I guess she used to mess with men, you know, but now I think she's just full-blown into women. And I always ask her, I'd be like, what's the point of you messing with a woman you say you don't want a man, but yet you date a woman that had that, try to fill that void as a man by either wearing her pants down or facial. Like, I've seen some girls that have facial hair that they try to be like a so 100% dude. But what's the point if you don't want a man? Like, I just think you the only substitution is you taking out the dick and you putting in the pussy.
But, you know, I'm going to bring Goldie in because she's on the line, too. But the thing that just pisses me off is we can talk about females all day long, but I have females on my show that be curious about men. But if I bring them on, I'm going to get cussed out. Motherfuckers going to be mad as hell at me, like, are you serious? You going to bring that gay shit on? But when you're in the media, you have to be fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got
to
be biased.
Yes. Because I'm like, shit, at the end of the day, a man don't want me, but he wants that motherfucker to be like a female. So why you ain't fucking me? You ain't fucking me in my ass, but the pussy gonna feel better than the, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. That's something for somebody else. Damn it. 804-926, you're on the air.
No, what's good, Ma?
Hello? Yeah, who this?
It's your boy Lucky, man.
You got to go outside, yo.
I already know. I'm going right now, B.
Okay, how you doing, Lucky? You had your hand up like you want to talk. What you got to say to me tonight?
I bet. Look, on that conversation of what you just said about the shorties going with females and everything, look, I went through this similar situation recently in my life. Like, I was with Shorty for like 14 months, gave Shorty the world, anything she wanted. Like, with me, everything was golden. She ain't had to work or nothing. And one day she came to me and was like, da da da. I was cool with this Shorty that she was cool with. And Shorty told my girl, oh, I look at you as my sister and I look at you as my brother. And then out of nowhere, they presented me with this gentleman, like, oh, yo, da da da. Shorty said she want to be with me. And I mean, I was nonchalant, and I was on some shit like, yo, go ahead, it is what it is, because, and I mean, I love my girl to death, so whatever she wanted, she could have. Man, that shit blew up in my face. Long story short, I ended up getting outed out the picture, and I mean, the shorty, my only thing was like, yo, I bet, yo, if you're not going to be with me and you want to be happy, go ahead, be happy. Shorty put her through so much shit, and in the end, she still was with Shorty. And I ain't even put her through all that shit. Like, we went through our little gents here and there, but, you know, every relationship got arguments.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I mean, that was just, like, I felt that was lowball. Like, yo, she put me through so much shit for, like, 2 to 3 months when she could have just came out and been like, yo, I just want to be with her, da-da-da-da. But, nah, it was that misconfusion of, oh, I want to be, she wanted to have her cake and eat it, too.
That's part of it.
So,
that's definitely part of it.
And I'm 22. I'm about to be 23. I've been on my grown man since I was like 14, 15, 13, watching my mother go through changes with my father cheating and everything like that. So, I knew she was bi-curious, and she told me when we first got together, and, you know, I should have stayed away from that and put my foot down, but at the same time, it was more so that was my world. So whatever she wanted, whatever made her happy, made me happy. But
right.
In the end of the day, I shorted myself.
What's that saying?
What do you mean you shorted
yourself? I feel like I shorted myself because it was like, you know, I never put my foot down. All I had to do was put my foot down. And, you know, to this day, we probably would have been together. But then on the second side of it all, it's like, You know that big saying, if it was meant to be, it was going to be. Now, I mean,
yeah.
Everything happens
yeah.
for a reason. So
yeah.
I took it to myself that if after 14 months of giving her the world and everything like that, if she could simply leave me for somebody else who's not going to give her as much as I was giving her, then it is what it is. Like, now, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I try to be a best friend to her and everything after that, but, you know.
It's always about the trade-off. You got to look at the trade-off. See, I don't know. I didn't introduce myself. I'm a relationship coach. And I see this all the time. And what you're saying is just, it's so typical. But what we need to do is understand that in relationships, a person is going to gravitate to who they can identify with. So So the trade-off for that, you know, you might have given her the world and not been, there might have been nothing wrong with you, and she might have loved you and really, you know, intrinsically wanted to be with you, but there was something that she was getting from this female that enabled her to come into herself a little bit more, gave her greater satisfaction, not because of the anatomy, but because she could identify energetically with herself through that reflection, and that's what she chose to ultimately be with. So, don't, you know, I just try to tell people, don't have regrets because you were with somebody and you gave them your all and you loved them and you, you know, were giving them what they traded you off with something that's not even giving what you can. But ultimately, you know, whatever it is that she has to go ahead and gain those lessons through that relationship, she's going to get it. And, you know, when she looks back and she needs your comfort, or she needs whatever it was that you were able to give her, if it so happens that she needs it again, you know, perhaps you'll be there for her. But yeah, it's that shit that happens, it happens. You know, a lot of times in these relationships where you're looking for your same sex partner, you know, subconsciously you're trying to oust the person that, you know, the opposite sex, because that person has hurt you. You know, and am I off the air? Oh, I thought I was telling myself.
Oh no, I was there. I could dig that. And you know what, I look at mine, the hole and everything with it though, is because, like, for me now, don't get me wrong, like, at one point I felt like I got shorted, and I felt messed up in the game, but then you know what's real? She going to college now, she got a job, now I mean, I'm going to school online, and now I mean, from there, we both opened each other's eyes, because, you know, when I was with her, I realized around me, it was a lot of fake people around me who just wanted, gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody was taking from me, and when she peeped it, she was like, yo, you do a lot for your peoples, but whenever you turn around and be like, yo, can you get $5 real quick? They'd be like, nah, I ain't got it, but I know they just picked up their paycheck. So you feel me? I don't feel hurt from it, anything like that no more, because I feel more accomplished. Like, I got my daughter living with me. I got my own crib. I'm about to get my whip. So it's not like I'm proud of her for what she's doing. If that's what she want to do, you know, she's going to go through whatever she go through in life. But I read somewhere, and I forgot who said the quote, you know, friendships end in love, but love and friendship is never, like, you can't really go from, if y'all was just jump straight into love and didn't make a friendship, it's harder to make a friendship after being in love and loving somebody.
I love that. That's wisdom right there. That's beautiful.
That's true. And that's my boy, you know what I mean? And I feel everything he's saying, and that's my own, that's my personal friend. Like, we sitting at work right now, and I understand, I feel everything that he was saying, because me and him, we be having heartfelt talks and everything like that, and I'm going through a situation also, except minus the certain parts, though, but, like, I'm going through a big, big, big situation like that, and I need some advice on it.
Well, you know, I
hope everybody knows that at 10 o'clock, this shit ain't over. So the people that are listening, if you want to get in, like, the lines close in 2 minutes, so you need to call 718-766-4661, because this shit is far from over. I mean, it's like, I know everybody is like, yo, this is a totally different Chocolate City, but change is good. As long as you're learning something from my show, I don't give a fuck what kind of tempo I got. I give it up high, I give it up. So y'all need to understand that every week it may not be the same, but you're going to walk away with something. So again, 718-766-4661 is the numbers that you need to call, because it's telling me we have 90 seconds. So you guys, y'all are good because y'all are already in the queue. But everybody else, y'all got less than a minute to call in, to get in, because the chat room is going to close and we're going to keep it going. I'm going to play some of Freaky's music because he had technical difficulties with his phone. So I'm not going to be a dirty bitch and be like, oh, I won by default. But I'm going to see him again. I will see him real soon. But everybody else call in, because this is some good shit that y'all need to hear, for real.
We're going to get it popping. I'm going to stick around for another hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get it popping. It ain't over.
My name is Abia. You can reach me at hotspotretreats@yahoo.com. That's
Hello?
Matter of fact, we have another We have another caller. Hold on 1 second, y'all. 336-587, you're on the air.
What's up, cuz? This is your cousin.
Hey, y'all. This is my real-life family. True life, true life, true life. He has been trying to get on my show for a minute. Like, this is like, for those of you that don't know me, when I did my bit, I bitch did like 3 years and 8 months, he was my dude. He held me down, letters, calls, everything. When I make it to the top, I'm taking him with me, and I'm trying to get you on the cruise. I'm going to send you the emails.
Please,
you know,
do.
Like,
please come. Please come.
I hope I get an invite.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the cruise. This is my... I know we don't say no after show because we be so caught, we just be running into that extra hour. But I'm going to be professional tonight. This is the after show where we get it in and, you know, we're going to talk about everything that's going on and people are going to talk shit. We're going to play music. We're going to talk about the cruise of all cruises. I mean, if you got a girl, if she ain't open-minded, leave that bitch at home. That's all I can tell you. Leave her ass at home.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you said that. I need input on that.
I'm glad you accepted me on the show. I just wanted to call in, you know, show my love and support for you. And I'm glad, you know, you're doing your thing with it.
Oh, thank you. I didn't get a chance to get freaky, but I'm going to meet his ass in Palmetto when it's going down. His crew can't save him. I don't give a fuck what they say. He's not getting no pass this time.
No doubt. That's what's up.
Thank you for calling, though. It means a lot, especially when my family supports me. Alicia was on earlier.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's up. And you about to get off the air shortly, right?
Nah, I'm going to go on for another hour. We're going to play some music and everything. That's why I was telling people they needed to call in so they could be locked in the keyboard, like into the switchboard, because after then everything shuts down.
Oh,
okay, I feel you.
Excuse me.
I don't know how to do it. That's how Chuck Mommy
rolls. Yeah, I haven't been dirty. I ain't take no shots below the belt tonight. Scout's honor. I ain't just nobody for no whack dick because I ain't fuck all week. I've been good. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Chuck, my
next
boy said he liked your show, yo.
Oh, tell him this is calm right now. This is
I
a calm
him.
Show.
I told him. I don't know if he's still. Lucky, you still on the phone?
Yeah. Now, I was just listening. You feel me?
Oh.
Yeah,
and we
I
at
guess.
Work
this
right now,
show.
Mommy. We.
You sound so adorable.
Who does?
I whoever just said I'm here, Mommy. He sounds adorable.
Oh, Lucky, I know you ain't talking about Trav, ass motherfucking traitor.
Don't be like that, Mommy. Mommy, at the end of the day, you know I'm riding for you. You know I ride for you, Mommy. You just,
well,
you know what I mean?
Know
don't
what?
Be like that.
You know, default, refault, fucking I don't give a fuck. Your man left you. I win the fucking bet.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Time out, baby. Hold on. I don't need freaky. I can stand on my own, boo. You already
what?
Know that.
What?
I can stand on my own,
what?
Baby. So don't even.
I ain't got
you
no
mean?
Part of that.
What?
That's for real. Lucky, you already know how your boy built, so I can
oh,
stand on my own,
oh, your man already said he ain't got no part to that. Your man left
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing in that. That's like, yo,
damn,
freaky, me and freaky ain't
you.
Speak. Hey, listen, freaky ain't speak. That's my boy. Look, don't get me wrong. I vibe for him, but, you know, at the same time, freaky ain't here on the line. I wasn't there for the conversation, so I can't get hop in something that ain't involved me. You feel me?
I feel you, B, and I'm not trying to get you involved in this, but. I don't need nobody. I can hold my own, too. So, Mommy,
okay,
whatever
you know
way.
What? Hold that thought, Travis. April, you're a
yes.
spokesperson for Dipset Divas. You seen how I was going back and forth all week or whatever. And because your man didn't call back in, what would you call that? Win by
I would
what?
Say, I would say that we won. We won.
Thank you.
No.
Fair and square.
Hold on. Wait a minute, April. Yo, her and Freaky lost with her. Me and her had a whole nother side bet. So whatever it was that she had in store for me, I don't even know why I'm raising my voice.
No. Because, look, it was a battle.
and we had teams. It was girls against guys, basically. So, I mean.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, but hold on. I'm still here, though, so I can still.
All fucking week, you're Twittering. You're being a Twitter hoe. You're being a Twitter hoe. Now I'm the Twitter bitch. I won. Give me my motherfucking sneakers, and when I see you bow down and eat the puss, nigga, point blank.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, Lucky. First of all, okay, hold on. You know what?
Wait,
that?
Okay. The only way that you could win is if you feel that you can hold two people. If you feel
and
that
I
can.
It's nothing.
Okay. Even two people, April, we still got y'all on the phone, and my cousin, he neutral, and we got P on the line. P, you there? Miss P?
Huh?
Precious is in the background somewhere. So,
I can hold my own. It doesn't matter whoever's there. I can hold all of y'all, so it's nothing. I'm not running. Y'all funny. Matter of fact,
y'all
question
should be. Y'all tripling up on him. You know, I ain't picking sides, yo. I'm just saying, y'all can't just be jumping in on him like that. Y'all feel me? I'm going to hold him down to extend him.
Let me go ahead and break you down and introduce you into my world. It's not that we're tripling down on him, but your man been talking mad shit. So he needs to understand who the fuck he's dealing with and who he's talking to. You just came in. So my advice to you is don't get fucked up on your first show.
Now,
because we're still streaming, and I'm still Twittering. So my thought to you is be neutral, be nice, and be sexy. In other words, let's take it to Shuttyville.
Wow. Lucky, you ain't even gotta worry about this, B. We both body equal. You know I can hold my own, so it's nothing.
Yeah, right. All right.
Okay, you said we both. Your man already said he out. And
he's gonna stay out. He's gonna stay out. I could hope. Man, I don't even know why I'm still talking.
You know,
whatever y'all got to throw
that
at me, I'm gonna catch it.
You know what? I'm gonna be nice to you right now. I'm gonna play a song, and it's called "He's a Killer," but I'm not referring to you. I'm just playing it because I respect Freaky. So no, you ain't a killer.
I'm
not,
not a killer, baby. I'm a lover.
You
I'm not a
what
killer.
You were born to be a loser. You were born to lose this show tonight. Thank you.
What?
I'll send you my address on Twitter for my motherfucking sneakers. But in the meanwhile, we're playing "He's a Killer."
I'm rated R, I'm rated I, that's invincible. Please, let me show sensible. I don't want to put this lust into you. You know that evil that men could do. If I shoot you and you ain't dead, you better play dead. I turn the Maybach into a hotel. That was the Maybach. Shit, you heard what they said. Oh, he's the worst. Flow so sick, it needs a nurse. Body to track, it needs a hearse. Got Snow White and peas to purse. Spending that money, then we could work. I said we could work. Hold up, where you gonna need my church? 173, star. Hit me if you need hard. So I'm bigger than y'all. I'm whipping a Porsche. I sit in the law. How many bitch ass niggas I owe?
He's a killer and he's a thug. What that mean? I want that mean. That's me. We shoot him up, we get the bitches and do it up. When my nigga drop it, put that magic on his block. Ooh. He's a killer and he's a thug. What that mean? I want that mean. That's me. Okay. Like my son and wife, but that ain't bring with me. We shoot him up, we get the bitches and do it up. When my nigga drop it, put that magic on his block.
Talking fly like they stopped supplying weapons. I got a father, Wesson, that is sent these guys to heaven. Since 97, the guy's been repping, so find a reverend. I might be 7:30, but I'll pull a 9/11. I'm in that 9/11, darting through the streets and ghettos. The way I be jetting, I should park at Peterborough. You need stilettos. Hello, you sweet as jello. I'll blow your news out. Leave you niggas bleeding prego. Me, I'm fuego, that means I'm fire. The streets are fire. Screaming, you hot dogs, homie means you eat papayas. Yeah, I'm fucking raw, your brother ball above the law. That's why I had your shorty low, she done it all, done it all.
He's a killer and he's a thug, what that mean? I want that mean. I seen a light, but still a white, but that ain't bring with me. We shoot him up, we get the bitches and do it up. When my nigga drop it, put that magic on his block. Ooh. He's a killer and he's a thug, what that mean? I want that mean. Like my son and wife, but that ain't bring with me. We shoot him up, we get the bitches and do it up. When my nigga drop it, put that magic on his block. Ooh.
He's a killer. That was Freaky Zeke, Sin City, and J.R. Ryder. I swear, 730 Dips is doing big things with the music that they're putting out. Like, hopefully I can get Sin City and J.R. Ryder on here and, you know, let them talk about their upcoming projects on 730 Dips and Diplomat Records and everything that they got going on with the Dipset and on Freaky's label. Me personally, if you're doing something positive, I'm going to support you no matter what it is that you're doing. Even if you fucking ugly bitches, but you got your dick protected, that's positive. I'm going to support you.
That's positive right there. You feel me? You can't do nothing else but protect it. You gotta,
yeah.
That's wrap it
you
up.
Know,
that's the broadcast.
Unless
message.
They freestyling like Travis, then I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah, right.
You living in that dangerous lane, B.
Hey, yo, Lucky, don't do that, B. You know your boy. You know I don't do no free balling.
Travis, please, Lucky, if you ain't in that motherfucking room when he closed the door, you don't know what your man is doing. Just the week before last, he was talking about he likes to eat ass.
Why is
everybody
bashing Travo tonight? Why is everybody bashing me?
Because you Reno with beautiful women. You in here with Meechok, Abia, April, and Precious.
And I'm not beefing with y'all, though.
You're not. It's not the point of you beefing. But when you step up to battle, my nigga, it's what the fuck ever. So
okay, all
to
right.
To me, a battle is a battle.
I can dig it, Look.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Don't cry. Unbelievable.
It's all good. I'm still enjoying this fun time I'm having on Chocolate City Radio with Chalk Mommy and all her bodyguards.
Why I gotta have bodyguards?
They pretty bodyguards. April, I see
exactly.
April. She's beautiful. April's beautiful. Chalk Mommy, you
thank
beautiful.
You.
And your other friend that's on the phone line, I mean, you beautiful too. You got a pretty voice,
oh, man,
so I know you beautiful.
Oh, my God. Y'all haven't even seen her damn lips. Like, whoo, great Gotham Batman is all I can say. I mean,
thank you, baby.
It's this cruise that's going down November the 11th through the 14th. I suggest everybody get on it.
I've
like,
never been on
talk.
A boat.
That's November 10th through the 14th. That's my coming out party. That's my coming out party. I want you all to come celebrate.
Oh, that's what it is. It's going to be there. All love. You already know how we do. Pop bottles, do our damn thing.
So, I mean, y'all need to get with me to get the information because this is like one of those shows, one of those cruises you don't want to miss. It's things going on every fucking night. I'm going to be there. I'm hosting something. Me on a boat with clothes on, clothes off, in the water.
I'm
going to be like Aaliyah. I'm rocking the boat. I'm rocking
I'm
the
there.
Boat. Out the gate.
Oh, well,
rocking
you ain't rocking
boat.
It alone. You feel me?
Why?
We are there. We can rock it together. All of us.
See,
that's
what I'm talking
do.
About.
You're going to be on
that's
the boat.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm there.
This is a software.
Good, 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 good.
Look, I'm about to say, you had me once you said clothes on, clothes off. You feel me? My philosophy, I was born into the world naked, so I can't walk around naked. You know what I mean? I came
that's
out the womb
boy,
with 99.
Lucky, yo.
Came out the womb with 99, you feel me? My mom had a problem with me. She said when I used to come home from school, I stripped down as soon as I hit the door.
Please introduce them to our organization. Please bring them in.
I have to. I really have to because, oh, my gosh. I mean, I feel so honored because Dipset is still in the house. We got Dipset Diva from the VA chapter, April in the house. Yay. We got Cincinnati, Ohio in the house. We got fucking VA in the house. North Carolina live in the fucking house. I'm just like, yo, this is what's up. We got people in the chat room like, yo, y'all still streaming? I told them to call in before the line closed down so they could have got in on this. So now they're going to have to just listen. They just going to have to listen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every time I play one of Freaky's songs, I'm putting it out on Twitter, letting them know what I'm playing. Chocolate City is still going down, and I'm going to just be like, the battle was won by Chalk Mommy.
Oh, okay. Well, look, Ma, I don't want to interrupt, but, you know, look, I heard word on the block you got a BBM, so you know I got to give you my BBM.
Oh, shit. You know what? What's your BBM?
I bet my BBM is 327-5C973.
Got you. And right now, my picture is a little explicit. It's me giving my man a blowjob, you know. People are shocked, but then they shouldn't be.
But it's not explicit, Ma. You know, sex is beautiful. That's the most beautiful thing in the world. Yeah.
Absolutely. There are some people that's not
open-minded
like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know
they,
what
they don't see the
that's
world
the
for what it is.
They're living in the box. They're living in the box. They got to stand on the outside. You know, they got to – it's a circle. It's never ending. Everything is a constant recycle. You know, everybody got a past life to just move on forward. So they need to stop living in that box and break away from it.
They'll be all right.
Word up.
That
doesn't
necessarily
he was
mean that you're
today.
Living in a box. It could mean that you're...
Oh, y'all all right over there?
No, I was drinking water and went down the wrong pipe.
Cool.
But anyway, so it could mean that you're just, you know, some people are more open than others.
Yeah.
We ain't worried about that 85% work with theaters.
Wow. And Chad, he was just asking me tonight, how did I come about getting on your show and following you and talking to you and everything like that? And I told him, like, somebody just sent out a BBM train, and I had was just adding mad people, and I added you, and then we got cool.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, you know, with Travis, though, fucking with Travis, I be sitting in the crib. It'd be like midnight, y'all. I'd be done, finished blowing the L, drinking some lick, be sleep. Travis done hit me up with a broadcast message. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck is this at midnight, man? Where you done sent me? So, you know, I'm asleep. I got my daughter beside me. I had to stop my phone from ringing and waking her up. Man, I done deleted it and everything. Like, man, Travis just sending me some crazy shit again. But now I'm
happy
I got
when Travis sends you some shit, it's serious. Like, if you haven't had the opportunity and you're close to a computer, you need to join www.chocmami.com and go on my site and see how I really give it up. And hear tracks from Freaky, hear tracks from M.I.G., hear tracks from Sincere Grant. So while you're looking at pussy and me giving some great head, you're hearing some good music. All you need to do is roll up a blunt if you smoke or throw a couple of drinks back if you drink. And then after you finish looking at my site, I guarantee you, you're going to call a bride over so you can bang her out. And then you're going to picture her being me.
The last time I was on your show, I was at work, and he was asking me, what the fuck you doing? I said, I'm on the radio show with listening to Chalk. And he was like, what the fuck was that? And then I told him to call the shit tonight, because we still at work.
Yeah, man, I'm still sitting here at the job.
We still at work
around.
Smoking cigarettes and shit, listening on the show or whatever.
Oh, so y'all getting paid to hear me?
Yup.
Yeah, see, that's how we do. It doesn't matter. But once you put me on, see, now look, I live my life with no regrets. So I jumped on the line, and now I don't know if I want to get off.
That's my motto.
I mean, you can get off, but just remember, if y'all are on Facebook, y'all need to hit me at facebook.com/chocmami, and then Abia, tell them how to get in touch with you so they can get into this high-ass group, because these are groupies, meaning they get in groups and they participate. Like, you know, they're not dead weight and, you know, they're old enough to understand that these are adult situations and we speak as adults, we act as adults, and we look as adults.
That's
good.
All
then email me direct at innervisionlife@yahoo.com, and it's spelled just the way it is, INNERVISION, life.
I'm about to do that. When you get an email from Lucky2105, then you know that's me.
Okay.
With an E at the end, though. It's Lucky.
Is that my adorable Boricua?
Yes,
what,
it is. Yes, it is. And Trav is your adorable shit talker. That's
I'm Boricua,
stood
too.
Up.
I love it. Y'all got to come and please get on this cruise. This is going to be my coming out for this organization, and I'm not even going to go there. I'll give you the information when you hit me up.
All right, that'll work. Hopefully, Chaka gave me the information, too, because I've never been on a boat. I've never been on a cruise.
We going. They might kick us off the boat. We not be able to come back again after they get done what we get done doing what we be doing over there, but it's going to be live.
But I know for sure, though, me and Lucky will be there, though, the two, you know what I mean? BRs will be in the building.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? I'm even more excited.
Yeah, I love to come through, though, and show love or whatever like that. Me and my man would be in the building, yo. And the way me and him met, we hit it off. It was kind of crazy because, see, he's from New York, I'm from New York, but we both from two different sides. And the only way we found that we had something in common was because he Puerto Rican and I'm Puerto Rican, and that came out on an accident. And then after that, we just been chilling. Like, he a real stand-up type of dude. He always got my back, whether I'm wrong in a situation or right. He the type of nigga that'll curse my ass out and let me know, like, yo, you did some fucked up shit. But at the end of the day, that's my man. That's my nigga.
True. That's just it.
Yeah,
I try to surround myself with people like that. I can only surround myself with people like that. I just can't. That's just, like you said, you got to seize every moment. You got to surround yourself with beautiful people, people that'll hold you down so you just won't have any regrets. That's how you got to live.
Exactly.
We ain't living like that. Mm-hmm.
And I'm very lucky to have the people that I have in my life. Like, I just met Chalk, but Chalk is my boo. Like, we talk shit to her. I'm not going to front. I talk shit to her, but Chalk is my girl, because she cool as a fucking fan, and I like Chalk. She make me feel real important by being part of her show, and whether I'm mentioning her show, she still make me feel a part of something, and that's why I love her.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh,
I'm
this is a tear. This is a tear jerker moment.
Like for real, I said real honest.
Don't be trying to buzzer me up, motherfucker. You still lost.
It's okay, I said that, but You cool like that, and I feel honored to call you my friend because I remember something my father always told me. If you go your whole life and you can only call one person your friend, you lucky. And here it is, I got two, which is my nigga Lucky. And Chai, you just coming into my life, but you know how we get down. I fuck with you. You keep it 100 with me. You talk to me. You interact with me. You not on that stuck up shit. And you my boo.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was going to say your daddy told you slim women had good pussy. My bad.
Lucky, don't laugh at her ass.
You got a
hit up my email. I want to stay connected. Okay,
oh, yeah. I give you my email. My email is travo6311@sprint.blackberry.net.
Got it.
Oh my gosh.
And that's my BlackBerry. And you can hit me up anytime. You know, email me or whatever. Because I like to interact with people that's of importance. I'm done with that shit of interacting with people that's about bullshit.
You can't. They're vipers. They're, you know, they're energy vampires. They take you down and cling on. You don't need all of that. Gotta be
all
free.
The
like,
time,
so
all
that boat, you'll be surrounded by nothing but free conscious spirits that's in the know, that know what time it is, that's all about loving, and we just fucking wild. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, I could dig that. But, you know, a fake person can only hold that persona for so long until they falter. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
a real person sees through fake, then it's the meaning real recognize real. A fake person, you know, they'll try to suck up everything they can, but, you know, I'm a real person. I'll tell anybody every aspect of my life, and you could turn to judge me if you want to. I don't really care just because I know all the shit I did in my life. I had a blast. Like, you know, Once I started having sex, I was sexually active. I was loving it. I was doing my thing. I did it all the time. I had females chasing after me. I was chasing after females. But, you know, I always kept my mind in the right place. I ain't never dropped no I love yous or any of that. Because, you know, like they said, it's a thin line between love and hate. If you don't mean it and you got to use it to get into a female's hands, then you ain't shit. That ain't really playing no game. That you run a game. I talk natural. I don't run game.
That's what's up.
I fucked up on that part, and I'm going to be honest. When I first lost my virginity, I was 18 years old. And it's when I first moved out here to VA. I lost my virginity, and I was so pussy whipped. I'm not even going to lie. I'm man enough to admit it. I know I was pussy whipped, that I was telling her, oh, I love you, boo. I love you. My had me speaking Spanish and all that other shit to her, telling her I love her, paying bills and all that shit. But it wasn't true love. It was just lust. I was infatuated with my first sexual partner, and that shit happens.
Yeah, I could dig that. So I definitely know that shit happens. But, you know, that's living you learn, you feel me? I've been through it all. And, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's just more so I love putting myself out there because it's better, like, I'd rather just jump forward. And whatever happens, happens, because, you know, that's life lessons. You got to learn something. If you're scared to leap, then you ain't going nowhere.
Word
up. You was in love, actually. You really were in love. It was just at a level. I mean, your consciousness was what it was. I mean, you gave your all. You were wide open at the level that you were. You were relating to her on a sexual level, like you said. That wasn't just in lust. You was totally in love. It was just wasn't at the point where maybe now that you've matured and you know where it's at on, you know, more, you know, higher levels. Now you can see, okay, it really wasn't all, it wasn't the extent to it all.
Yeah,
you can love. That's not pussy whip. Pussy whip is when you...
Hold on. The reason that I said I was pussy whip, and the reason that I say this was because this. I was, how can I put it? What's your name again, sweetheart? I forgot it.
Avia.
The reason that I know that I was pussy with Avia was because of the things that I was doing. So I know I was pussy with this woman. Lived all the way, like an hour and a half in Norfolk, okay? And I was going over there back to back, and I was, you know, Like, she would play me, you know what I mean? She'd talk down to me, little shit like that. And I was just doing shit for her back to back, giving her this, giving her that, giving her this, giving her that, doing this and doing that. So I know I was pussy wet.
Nah, you know what? I disagree at that point, though, because, you know, when you really drop the words that you love somebody and you love with them, you know it's not no distance or barrier you're willing to break through to give them what they need. Because you're going to do for that significant other.
Y'all both right. He was at that level that you're talking about because the pussy was whipping him.
And it was beating the shit out of Iva. It was beating the shit out of me. You got to keep in mind, too, I'm 18. Okay, I'm getting head for the first time. I'm hitting it from the back for the first time. And I thank her so much for teaching me how to get my head game up, how to get my back shots up. So she taught a nigga a whole lot. I'm not taking nothing away from her. She is the reason why I fuck as good as I do now.
Oh, I can dig that. You know why I can dig that? Because when I was 15, I want to say the first girl I was with turned me out, but by the time, like, you know, I had my little flings, but by the time I was 16, I messed with this one girl. She was a year younger than me, but she had more sexual experience. And, you know, at 16, she had me running, and it was an everyday sex thing, sex in the whip, sex in the car. Look, we got into school under the steps, sex. Like, it don't matter. Yo, look, I love the excitement of whatever. If we get caught, we get caught. Look, they're going to have to stop me after I nut, because that's, you're not interrupting me, and that's how it was for me. And then, you know, that's what it was. And to the point that I came in my life where it was like, you know, I got the phone call like, yo, what you doing? That you trying to come through? I come through. Now, I mean, we have sex and all that other stuff. And, you know, shorty putting on her clothes like, I bet, look, I'm going to holler at you. I got to go shopping, da-da-da-da. And I was like, damn. God. So first time I felt like I got used for the dick, but, you know, I guess it'd be a compliment, too, though, to know that, look, at least she called me. She was the first person she considered.
Yes.
Because that make, you know, it make you feel good, though. Look, she might have just got what she wanted from me, but, look, she called me. I was the first person she considered. Whether she's talking to that guy, and that guy, look, I was the first person who hit her mind.
Right. And the reason that I like Chuck is because Chuck always say, Chuck, you there, man?
I'm here.
Remember when you said, and I know you ain't gonna remember, this is what you said on the show, nigga, you ain't gonna fuck me, I'ma fuck you. Remember that?
Of course.
The reason that I had laughed was because this, and I'ma keep it 100 for Iva, for Chuck, and for April, and whoever else is on the line. The reason I always laughed at that remark was because the way the whole setup went down when I lost my virginity. This girl, she plotted on me, and she plotted on me like this because I came to her crib, and she fed me dinner, she cooked, and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some real romantic type shit, right?
Nice.
She tells me, yeah, I'm going in my room to lay down or whatever, you can come and sit on the bed. So I go in there and sit on the bed. She like, you can lay down if you want to. Come on and lay down. So we lay down. She start kissing on me and shit. I'm getting nervous as hell. I'm tensing up. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I ain't never fucked before. Da 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 da. I'm about to give her the wackest dick ever. But see, what she did was, and I love women that do this, she took control of the whole situation. Like, I like to be taken control of at certain points, certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she broke me in, I loved it. She fucked me. I didn't fuck her. No, I didn't even say I had sex with her. I'm going to say that word. I didn't have sex with her. She had sex with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She took me with me. You know what I'm saying? She kissed me, did everything, all of the above or whatever like that. And then when it was my turn, she was like my teacher. She said, kiss me right here. Lick me like this.
Yes.
And then she pushed my head down gently to eat her out. And the way I ate her, she was like, no, do it like this. And I was like, damn. And then afterwards we was done, like my nigga Lucky said. She had looked at me. She was like, yeah, I thank you for coming over, yada, yada, yada. I'm about to go to sleep now. Just call me when you get home. The whole ride going home, I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I know,
like,
what talking
the fuck
about.
Just happened? Like, did I have sex with her? Did she have sex with me?
Yeah, that's so real.
And it's crazy,
that's
yo.
That's what we do. I mean, that's what we
wait
do.
Wait a minute. Wait.
And I swear, yo, when niggas say that that can't no woman use her pussy, let me tell you something. Man, it's some real talk, yo. A woman's pussy, if she know how to do it right, she can get any and everything up out of you.
No doubt.
And that's some real talk. I'm not like most of these niggas out here, yo. I'm not going to say, oh, nah, ain't no girl use her pussy to get. What? Nigga, please. Okay?
Top mom
ain't even falling.
Pussy power. There is so much pussy. There's so much power in the pussy. That's why when I tell men this shit via Twitter, via Facebook or whatever, they think I'm playing with them. Everything starts with the woman. I don't give a fuck what a man what a man say, because at the end of the day, we control who y'all fuck. We control if you fuck me, if you fuck April, if you fuck Ya, Kima, whoever, because when we turn you down, you're going to go to the next chick to get some pussy. And if she turns you down, you're going to go to the next one. And after you get turned down so long, you're going to jack your dick. But the next day, you're going to start all over.
Exactly.
So men can deny it all the fuck they want to.
I'm not.
We run shit. We control.
I'm not denying
it. We control
it.
Your
men
dick.
Don't.
I could dig
men.
It. I could dig it. But, you know, I say it's 50-50. I say females got it all. They got it all in the palm of their hand. But you know what it is, though? So you got to have, for a mutual understanding, so you got to have a man who know how to be right there beside his woman. Because, you know, even though they say beside every strong man is a strong woman, that's the word strong woman. If it's a strong enough woman, you're going to stand there and back her mentally, emotionally, physically.
Exactly.
Everything she needs, that means it's going to be both ways. And what you say is going to go and what she says is going to go. You know, because I'm sorry to say, I'm not trying to be cocky and everything, but I've never been told no. And even though, like you said, females control it, I've never been told no. And I've been to the point where I started telling females, like, yo, look, don't be scared to tell me no, because I'm just like everybody else. You tell me no, it's not going to be no love lost. It's no. It means no. No means no. Not by
man,
now. You don't want to do it. It is what
man.
It is.
And the people ain't telling you no, it's because, one, you probably fine in a motherfucker, because we don't tell fine niggas no. Or you got a nice dick. We ain't going to tell big dicks, nice dicks, pretty dicks no.
I'm
going
to tell them no. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to tell them no, because I know that the power in the pussy is not for what you do to get shit done for you. It's what the fuck they want to do to get it.
See, but look, I got a trick to all that, Marcy. You know, I know every woman love getting they pussy ate. Every woman love getting they pussy ate. Not everyone. Look, Ma, I say, you got some women who love to get their pussy ate. And like, it depends. It depends on the female. You got some of them who love to do it, love to get their pussy ate. And then at the end of the day, like I said, yeah, you got some who don't like hair, you don't like that and all that. They just love penetration, foreplay, sucking on their toes, licking up their leg. You feel me? All that different stuff. It's what you got to do to start it up. You can't just rush in there like, oh, I'm about to just put my dick in some pussy. Nah, you got to work your way toward it, like, kissing all over the body, sucking on this part of the body.
I can tell why women don't tell you no. You're the same one that said women don't tell you no. I can tell why, because your head game. It ain't just your head game. It's your head game. It's what you're coming with from the dome. You know, I mean, you know when you're fucking with a real guy and when you're fucking with a little boy. So,
yeah,
you know.
See, that's my thing. My objective is, and she's not about me coming. It's not about me nothing or any of that. See, when I'm with a female, my main goal is to make sure she come as many times as she want to come. And so she tell me, Daddy, I can't come no more. See, and that's where it really matters.
Wait. So I got your email address, right? Wait.
And that's some real shit, too. And I understand what he's saying, too, whatever. Because sometimes I'll be on a shit where I've actually told a woman, like, yo, I don't want to fuck you, yo. I just want to eat your pussy and make you come. And I've done that because
some women won't know how to receive that. They'd be like, this nigga gay, or he's a bitch. Like, how the fuck you don't want to get up and
talking
foreign language to some.
And my brother always told me, yo, that if you put yourself last when it comes, I'll never forget this. And that's just how I still think about it, and I still apply that to whenever I'm approaching a woman or I'm having relations with a woman. If you put yourself last in the sex room, if you having sex with that woman, if you put your nut last, the whole outcome is going to be good, because that's letting her know right there where, yo, this nigga ain't just worrying about getting a nut. This nigga want to make sure I come too. So
yeah,
it's a whole four. It could be a whole thing. Like, if I approach you, let's say Ivor, you my shorty. If I come to your crib and I be like, listen, ma, I don't want to have sex with you tonight. I just want you to lay on your back, wrap your legs around my neck, and let me tongue kiss your pussy until you come. I don't want, that means that I'm not, you know what I mean, that's saying like, yo, don't worry about me. Every night I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about you. And yeah, some women don't know how to take that. You know what I'm saying?
See, but that's how you come to it. See, that's why I said that's much. You know, I got to show Travis love because he's saying some real shit. But me, I'd rather be like, just lay on the floor, ma, because look, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't got no problem sucking no toes. I ain't got no problem kissing the inner thighs. All that, it doesn't matter.
He talked that shit. I like that shit.
That's real shit. Like, if my girl come out and say, look, baby, I want you to lick me all over, then it's no question. Wherever you want me to lick is going to get licked.
That's where I'm going
to
lick.
I don't care what it is. It's whatever. You tell me to lick this, I'm going to lick it. You want me to do this? You want me to suck on your lips? Look, anything you want. Nibble, whatever. Bite you on your ass cheek, it's whatever. Like, I got fingernails on
my
fingers.
Favorite fucking group right
and
now.
Word
it's
up,
set.
Yo. And I hate it when a nigga front. I hate a frontner. I hate chilling amongst niggas, and when the sex gets brought up, oh, nah, I don't lick no ass, I don't do... Nigga, listen, whatever you don't do, the next nigga around the street gonna do it. So if my shorty tell me that she like to get her ass licked, as long as that shit is clean and it's smelling fresh, baby, bend over. I'm going to let you feel my tongue in that colon if that's going to turn you on. And it's going to turn me on by turning you on, because you know that when your turn comes, shorty is going to go above and beyond. So
yeah,
don't do no front.
Oh, so yeah. What you're saying, your ass? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
I
love it. I love it.
There's no... Man, let me tell you something, yo. When it comes to a female's body, if I'm damn... Now, every shorty does not get the pleasure of getting my lips, because I do not throw my tongue around, because it's precious, as well as my dick. But that shorty that's lucky enough, or I'm lucky enough, or we both lucky enough to experience sex together, there's no limit to my jurisdiction when it comes to her body. So my tongue is going to travel all over her.
Yeah, see, you keep throwing my name in there, right? The lucky in there?
Yes.
You keep throwing my name in there. That's because I'm the guy that's really the guy to go to for everything else, because you know what? It, like I said, it's about...
Did I get your email address, too? Wait a minute.
Did I give it to you? I thought I gave it to you. One is lucky2105@yahoo.com. But look, I'm about to hop in the whip with my man. So, you know, I'm going to holler at everybody. Look, child, I gave you my BBM and everything. Much love to y'all. Enjoy being on the show. I'm going to make sure I call in and show y'all some love.
And while we do that, I got to play this. This is my shit right here. And I'm sure April can giggle with this song. So I'm great playing home to you, girl.
I already know what song
it is. The dirty foot bitch in the video.
Get your wet wipes. When I get home to you, girl. Fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl. I'm gonna do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money. Now I'm coming home to get it. Party packed right, I'm the feature for the night. I'm Louie up like McGuff nephew. Pass the light, yeah, the show, rock the mic like a Buster Douglas fight. Ladies drinking up drinks like they heard it all night.
Can I open up this bottle?
Just do it like Mike. Got my girl on my mind like Caesars. Hit the text, what you doing, stinky booty? Slide on the picture text, butt naked champagne. Rose petals on the bed like she missed Vicky's Secrets on the Valentine bed. Kiss the phone, grab my shoes, gonna swan dive between the legs. Losing the Olympics cause it's splash. I'm a cause, we can stop and go fishing. Text the back and I said, when I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right. So get that good sex ready.
to you. Freaky, not playing like I'm hurt. No foreplay, ripping through your clothes. I'm the Hulk. Feel my bulk, the size of have you squirting half super soak. I'ma hold you up, walk you round the room, ride the bull. Got it dripping to the floor like you have Jerry Curl. Twist you like a baton. Do the stand at 69. I'ma take you to the band. Mommy, blow my mind. Like you got me execution style. Pull it, make it pop. Got your legs shaking. Turned you to anemic. Let it out. East, west, both your legs. Like the basketball stars. Then take it to the hole. Reverse dunk, make a shout. Supply the whole south with the water. She can stop the drought.
Got these hoes in your skirt. I'm gon' fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I got my mind on my money, now I'm coming home. Now when I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right.
Huh. Hand between your legs, talking to me on the phone. Wishing I was there with you, doing things to make you moan. Yelling cause I gotta leave, but you know I gotta work. Saying I ain't got no time, you don't think it's gonna work. I know she lying, trying to get your boy to come home early. Ma, I'm not trying to lose you, I'm going hard, you know it. Plus I stopped at Tiffany's, yeah, daddy got you something. Made a smile, then she moaned. Whoa, mommy, what you doing?
Can't take it, need you now.
Whoa, hold her for a moment, and I got to position. Phone sex got me all feeling weak. Weaker than the AIDS patient right before it go. Right before I said I love her, I told her.
When I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I got my mind on my money, now I'm coming home. Now when I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right.
Man, who gives a fuck about anybody? Especially when 7:30 in the building. No, we give it up, man. We ain't got nothing to do but count this goddamn money. Gangsters ambitious.
The way that Freaky be saying, gangsters ambition. You know what, April? I'm going to really have to be at that motherfucking grand opening. But Freaky going to really have to see me.
You two, I don't know.
And you know what's going to happen? All I'm going to do is shake his hand and be like, yo, I'm Shock Mommy. You've been on my show twice. You just need to see me. That's it. Thank you for the opportunity of people to see the serious side and the freaky side. Because the first show was freaky. The second time was serious.
Serious.
That's why before it's first and foremost, he talked about the bone marrow, and then he interacted with somebody that has been following him for a very long time. He didn't shun them or anything like that. He was like a real live nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? He handled his business in a good way. So I don't give a fuck how long I had him. It was enough to make an impression, because while he was talking, I was tweeting. The first tweet, I put .com, so I had to go back and change that and put .org. And, you know what I'm saying, he made somebody else happy, even though, Trav, you're not a kid. I tease you all day long. You're a grown-ass man, but you've been following him ever since you was a jit. So today, you know what I'm saying, you got to actually talk to him, and he walked away from the show knowing that, yo, I had a fan that was going hard for me on Twitter. And he got to speak to me, and, you know, you even fucked him up when you was talking about that way, that throwback classic, way throwback to the pair of felines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I should be thanking you, too, because, like, I'm really appreciative for the point that you even, that you allowed me the opportunity to talk to him. Like, that shit really mean a lot to me. Like, I could tell you all night, but, like, on the inside when I was talking to him, not even on a groupie shit, I felt like a little kid going to the mall, taking a picture with Santa Claus. Like, that shit really meant a lot to me. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Like, I really do get on my knees and kiss your big toe and thank you for that one. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet. But, you know, it's crazy because it's like, I don't know, it's like, I don't know how I feel about this show other than I feel good. Like, it's totally out of the norm for me. And that's good because it's showing the versatility and my flexibility to adapt to any type of situation. And it's just like, you know, everybody that didn't get to ask their questions, you can follow him at Twitter at, and all these are going to be capital letters, at Freaky730, FreeKey730. April, tell them where they can get the websites and the music and everything like that for people that want to follow him and keep up what's going on in his life. Actually, if you follow me at PYTA Marie, and if you look at my bio, you'll see Goldie, and then you'll see Freaky. You can click either one of their profiles, and it should have a webpage for all the information on it.
See that, guys? Y'all are able to get in touch with PYTA Marie and
yep,
Goldie
Live. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's A-M-A-R-I-E, just in case you guys didn't know how to spell it. But it's very easy to find, too. But make sure you check that out and make sure you follow him. Make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow Goldie. Follow the whole 730, all the Divas, everybody. And see if you can keep up, because it's a lot.
And... oh, I feel bad because I didn't give shouts out to Capone. Never got a chance to interact with you, but I'm waiting for my drop from Freaky. April, please make sure I get my drop from my show because I'm starting the Chocolate City blogger. So everybody that's been on my show, I want to drop so I can put it on there. It's going to have their pictures, their music, their videos for everybody that's been on the site. Freaky is
okay.
A featured member from January for the whole month of February with his songs, and I'll switch up the rotations right now. He has 4 songs. Get Busy. Oh, shit. Damn.
He's a killer.
Yeah,
that's on there, too. The ones that she sent me are
got
on there because last... No, yeah, Got a Body is on there because earlier... From December to the half of January, Becky was on there. Home to You Girl was on there. So Freaky basically has been, he's going to be featured for like 3 months on my site.
Okay. I'll make sure
I
get all the information. You know I got you.
Yes, and I need a commercial for Palmetto's. I'm going to tell you guys when the grand opening is. It's Freaky's Restaurant, 223 Elm Street, downtown. If you're not sure where that is, it's not that far from Means Wings. It's a yellow building. It's got a very upscale menu. For people that are not familiar, it's almost like a Gullah-type menu. He has like a, it's like a Charleston menu. It's a South Carolina menu. I can't say that it's North Carolina, and I'm really impressed that Freaky knows about that because I spent 3 years in South Carolina, and they have their own type of cuisine. And for those of you that's not familiar with history or didn't pay attention in school, South Carolina is very historic when it comes to our slavery. They still have people like primitive living on the island, St. Helena's Island, with the scars on their face, which symbolizes the meanings in their life. They have their own type of talking, which is Gullah. If you go to Charleston, South Carolina, you still see the plantations that were going with the wind was built, was filmed. And his menu for his restaurant is Charleston-based. Like, he has very nice dishes on the menu. So for you that's just like, oh, he's thugged out, this, that, and the third, fuck that. Go to his restaurant. He's very business-minded. He's very goal-orientated. If nothing else, he is very loyal to the people that are loyal to him. So all this other bullshit that's going on within the 730 dips, stop it because you have a good fucking leader. Follow him faithfully, and stop the bullshit. Real talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having him on the show, letting me come on and talk. Everything. I'm glad everything got put into motion and it was a success. Thank you so much.
And yes, everybody, it was.
Yes, everybody follow her and me and everybody else that was on here today too on Twitter. So, I mean, we got to do this again. Definitely got to do it again.
Sure.
And yes, and I've already got the green light that when I do my my little charity event this year for abused women, because for those of you that don't know, 2009, I fell victim to domestic abuse. I dated a guy for 2 months, and in those 2 months, I was beat up 4 times. I was cut, and I was stabbed, but it didn't stop me. No, it had nothing to do with me being Chalk Mommy, because I wasn't Chalk Mommy then, because the motherfuckers get it twisted. He just had issues. I did everything that I was supposed to do to get away from that situation as far as taking out papers, pressing charges. The system failed me, but I'm okay. And for everybody that's a survivor that wants to do something with their life, I'm going to be that voice to let you know that you can do whatever it is you set your mind to. It doesn't matter what your past is, what you've gone through. It's like as long as you stay focused and you want to make a change in your life, you can change for the positive and change for the better, and not all men are out here to fuck you up and to fuck you over. You just got to trust in God to put someone into your life to guide you, or if you're a strong individual like me, you don't need a man in your life to complete you. You can do what you need to do on your own, and when you're ready, you pick the mom, the man that you want in your life to call as a mate. So if women realize that they don't need a man to complete them and any goals and aspirations that they have, they can do that regardless of the shattered past or checkered past that they have, then they will be okay, because I'm not perfect. You know, I did 3 years and 8 months in prison, and I have a story to tell, and I want women to hear my story. I want to be their strength, and me and Goldie was talking about that, and she was just like, okay, you know, the PYTD was, y'all will be able to come out, and we support it, donate the little checks, and do whatever it is we got to do.
I'm up for it. We'll put something together. Don't worry about that. Right after.
Nope.
That is a good cause, too. That's a very good cause.
Yeah, because too many of our women, doesn't even matter the color. I don't see color when it comes to that. Too many of our women are losing lives to fucking selfish, stupid-ass men that can't control their anger and can't keep their hands to themselves. Too many kids are growing up in homes where they're seeing their mom getting beat, and they go on to beat their girlfriends, or they beat their sisters, or they're doing nasty things. Everybody needs to step up, whether you're a man or you're a woman, and you need to stop that fucking circle. You need to break the cycle, really.
Mm-hmm.
That
and
is
also,
true.
It's men out there too that not to cut you off, child. It's men out there
also
too.
Yeah,
it's
men that are being beat as well.
Yes.
It's like, you know, so the violence needs to stop. It really
from both
does.
Ends.
Exactly. So therefore, I'm going to need everybody to come together as a whole. So people that are in the entertainers, you hold more attention than normal people. I'm going to need you to step up your role and take on a responsibility in life to save somebody else's life. Don't get comfortable living up on a hill or whatever and thinking that your life is gravy when you got other people out here suffering, because the way that you got it, it can be taken away. Never forget where you came from. Give back to where you came from.
Yeah, that's right. And I hate for a person to think that just because it's not happening to you or somebody in your family that it shouldn't be affecting you, because any man that has morals and that has a code should know in general, like, just because that woman is not in your family and you see her getting beat up or getting beat up or something like that, don't do what, you know what I mean, what, oh shit, well that ain't none of my business, so I'm gonna mind my business. Nah. Like, if you see a woman, like, getting beat up to the point where you know she can't defend herself, even if she is defending herself, as a man, you shouldn't want to stand by and watch a woman get beat upon. So,
right.